live from the Playboy Mansion. Thanks to The Apprentice Los Angeles, Miller Lite, and Maker's Mark. Adam's guests tonight, Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., David Alan Greer, Hugh Hefner and the Girls Next Door, Omarosa, and Jimmy Kimmel, along with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. And now, here's the boss, Adam Carolla.
Oh, I like that. The boss.
Springsteen was a little upset about it.
Has a nice ring to it. Yes, well, let's pretend it's the morning time, and I'll say good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
And good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Mr. Carolla.
Although, if you were dressed like that and it was, in fact, 6 a.m., I would have you institutionalized.
Okay. Since you brought it up, buddy, because there's all those cameras outside and we're KLSX, and it's kind of like, if we played music, it'd be hardcore rock and roll, and we do hardcore talk.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd better wear the leather jacket. But now we're inside, can I show you what I like to really wear?
Yeah.
Please
unveil. I
bedazzled those front pockets myself.
The bedazzled unitard.
Ready to see, man. It's rocks.
Now, what'd you do, break into the Liberace Museum?
This is from my Sergeant Pepper's collection.
Ah,
by
I see.
Way, it's worth mentioning that Danny is also wearing velvet pants to go with this hardcore look.
Size 7 girls, velvet pants, and my bedazzled Sergeant Pepper jacket.
Wow. I haven't been able to fit into girls' pants and, never,
honestly.
Well,
you've been able to get into girls' pants.
That's right, but they've been off the girl,
right.
And they've been over my head.
Exactly.
And I've been on the second floor wrestling with them and then over the side into the shrub.
That's because you don't do the right thing and wear the kind of pants they go, oh, can I try them on? Why, yes, you can.
Teresa, I might add, you look fantastic tonight.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Boy, do you clean up.
Thank you. I clean up all right.
I tell you, you're glowing, and there's going to be single Marines here as well later on this morning.
Yes.
I laughingly say. So you'll have a chance to possibly go out with one of them. Also, as we heard from the opening intro, my main man, David Alan Greer, will be in. I hope he's brought along phone screener Peanut.
Oh, yes.
Because that's my favorite. Donald Trump, I have many questions for the man. Now, please, you guys are going to have to help me with him because I think he's an ass full of rosy talk.
Yes, yeah. I know.
That's all I talked about outside.
That trick of mine of saying, I know you don't want to talk about this, and I know we discussed not talking about this, so I'll just ask a couple of quick questions about the thing you said you didn't want to talk about. It only goes so far.
Right.
It does.
I think people are sort of seeing through that now.
But,
so.
Yeah, my whole life as an adult has been spent with, I know you must be tired of these partridge traveling questions, but...
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not, though.
I know you must be tired of trying to choke out a tranny.
I know you're tired of these.
You're never
tired. Lindsay Mohan's in rehab. So, Danny, you've been in rehab. Down the red carpet, I'm the expert on aberrant behavior. If you've done something bad, you want a quote from me.
I know. I feel like as a white guy who hasn't been in rehab and hasn't choked out a tranny, I'm no good to anybody.
What use are you?
Well, what I mean is, like, if you're a brother and something goes on, you can say, was that offensive? Because if you're black, you speak for all black people, or you're Asian, or you're whatever. But just as a white guy, and even as a woman, someone could say, were you offended that he called her a pig as a woman, or whatever it is? As a white male who hasn't done much time in rehab and doesn't have a long criminal history, I feel like I can't speak about anything.
Adam, you're so right. White males have it really tough.
Yeah, guys, what do you say? What do you say? We rise up. Come on, Whitey.
Okay.
Let's take our streets back. We've been kicked around long enough.
Adam, I don't know if you remember when we were having our soul search because we needed a black guy for our show. I don't know if you remember Beezy, but he's here tonight, right there. And look at his T-shirt.
What up, Beezy?
Wow, Mr. Strasser.
Yeah.
Your dad. No.
Can you actually say we needed a black guy for the show?
Yes.
Well, we had a black guy.
Jerron.
Yeah.
And although, while practically not black because he wore flip-flops and...
I'm practically a man.
Talked
Jerron
about
off the hizzle.
Talked about longboarding all day. Technically, by birth, a man of color. And when he left, we decided to replace his very large flip-flops with another man of color. Unfortunately, I think we may have gone too far with the next brother, because he's not reachable by phone anymore.
Tony's cell phone is no longer working.
Which is a lesson. You want to go black, but not too black.
Beezy is not too black for me.
Too black, means,
wait.
Too black means you don't get the microphone back when he goes out to do the red
carpet. Who's black enough? Who's not black enough?
I'm saying Beezy, Mr. Strasser over here, may just be black enough without being too black to be our next black guy.
But who isn't? I'll tell you the thing.
Like the guy who was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, not
Alfonso
Will Smith.
Ribeiro.
Not black enough. But Wesley Snipes, too black.
So black.
Too black.
Blackest man in the world.
This guy's, last time we saw him, he's running through an airport being chased. We never saw him again.
Yeah, but then he said, always bet on black and kick that guy in the throat, and it was bitching.
It seems good, but I'm just saying, you don't want to go Wesley Snipes, too black. Alfonso Ribeiro, not black enough. BZ over here, I think is just right.
Well, speaking of the Trump thing, I'm going to help you in this way because, you know, we have a first runner-up for our black guy, and I can't remember if it was BZ, but Miss USA has a Miss runner, and Miss USA is in rehab. Of course, Trump gave her another chance, but now the question
Hold
is...
Hold on, Danny, someone's in rehab.
Yep, so here's what I can expect, because that's what they
well,
the, said.
The
what
big
can
question,
you expect? What can she expect
well,
in
she
rehab?
Expect, I'll tell you, I'm just saying, the whole line, you ready? Mm-hmm. Here's what you can expect at rehab.
She's
what
at Promises House. Have you been there?
Yes,
oh,
I
yes.
have.
Okay. Yes.
What they say when you come in is that, you know, we have an 8% success record, and... They forget because they think you're really wasted that you can't do the math that means a 92% failure record.
Right.
I spent 40 grand at that rehab and drank on the way home.
Wow.
Want to see something?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Do we have
Maybe.
A choice?
Uh-oh. The shirt's coming off.
Uh-oh.
And now you can see Danny's sobriety. Now that's the date, 5305. If you want to figure out when Danny got sober, you just look at his shoulder, you add 14 and a half months, and that's how you know the date he got sober.
First of all, when I got the tattoo, I was wasted. It was the first of the month. So I told the tattoo artist, I'm wasted, so let's go for tomorrow. So what's tomorrow's date?
Sorry.
And then I thought, oh, wait, I'm checking into rehab tomorrow. It would be stupid to go to rehab sober.
Right.
So do it the day after tomorrow.
Right.
So then I did that. And then 2 months out of rehab, I was drinking again. So this down number means nothing to me.
See, with my sober rehab date, I went all Roman numerals. That way people have no idea what the hell is going on.
It's good to keep it vague. But my question about Miss USA is that... the Donald has been talking about allowing her to be in Playboy, and since we're here at the mansion, it seems like we could ask him about that.
You know why? Because the Donald is not a wussy.
No,
that's what I kept saying down there. Because Donald's the man, and that's why Rosie's going to lose this fight.
I saw the Donald talk on Entertainment Tonight or whatever about this, so where better a place to answer this question than in the actual
Playboy
mansion.
So you will ask him if he's going to let her do Playboy.
Let me tell you something about me in interviews, Toots. I don't shy away.
Nope.
I will ask Danny to ask the tough question.
And I will.
Okay? Because that's the way I roll.
And that's where I know my bread is buttered.
Speaking of...
You want to ask a question? If you need someone killed, you come to me, boss.
I will. And speaking of butter on a French loaf, look at these beautiful women.
I know.
Yeah, I think the blonde one actually likes me.
They have painted on tuxedos. I've just realized they're wearing no clothing, really, just paint.
Yeah,
that is sexy.
I painted on this erection. It's not real.
What a gig.
I know.
Beautiful gold. Let me see.
Yes,
and
gold
now the bottoms are not painted on.
Yeah, those are real panties.
They're skin tight, but they're not painted on.
Did you see how close that just came?
Danny will be sporting those
by
later
the way,
on in
you
the
know
show.
Who's really hot that I just met? The girl that won tickets here by crotching the drugs across the border?
Yeah, I met her.
That's her right there. She's not what you'd think.
Dude, she and her girlfriend over there, we were like hanging out, taking pictures, talking about different ways to smuggle drugs over the border.
Right.
We've done it like some clever ways.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you're talking to girls that keister drugs to smuggle them into the joint, you start at a five and you move down, but you think, well, what you may lack in aesthetic value, you certainly make up in attitude.
Absolutely. I would tell you.
What won't she do in the bedroom if she's willing to put a kilo of heroin?
Right.
I've said to my wife.
In the backside and walk
Valium
into the jail.
Was it Valium? Yeah, she put Valium in her panties, and I thought that her vagina must be very relaxed.
And I hope that that's true, and I hope there's a possibility we'll find out. But I told my wife in just a casual conversation, not about her, though, that I would turn in a 10 for a 7 who was really into working out. Because we'd have that in common. Dude, this girl smuggled drugs in her keister.
That's your kind of girl.
I know.
I'd trade in anything for you.
And she's easily a 9, if you ask me.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, soak yourself in the grotto. We'll pull up. It'll be like a big punch bowl, and we'll do a whole Jonestown thing here.
Oh, yes.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break, our first break. But good news, kiddies. Donald Trump.
Cool.
Already here?
I don't know if you've heard the name. He's been in the news recently.
Vaguely familiar.
The Donald will be in next. We're live. Well, we're live to the eight people that are standing in front of us. To
there's
the
at
other,
least, there's at least 28.
Between 55 and 60 people that are in their automobiles right now. You're hearing it on a day delay. But who cares? For all you know, we're live and we're at the Playboy Mansion. Donald Trump up next.
From the Playboy Mansion, the Adam Carolla Show.
Understand, that's still
you're fired. You're fired. Sit down. You're fired.
From The Apprentice, Los Angeles, Donald Trump on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, everybody. Donald Trump just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, he did.
What a country.
I've been polishing it all day.
I don't want to hear about your masturbation, Donald. I want to talk. I mean, Dan, I want to speak to Donald Trump here. The Apprentice, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC, sixth fantastic season, and this is not just lip service, my favorite show on television.
Thank you very much.
Well, I give him lip service, you make fun of me.
I can't help it. I mean, I will admit I like Survivor.
Good show.
And I like The Apprentice, and one of the things I always say about The Apprentice is the score.
Right.
The score is so powerful.
It's been a great score. We had no idea it was going to turn out the way it did, but we've had a lot of fun with it. It became the number one show on television, and we just had a lot of fun, and it continues to do well, and we're really happy.
You know, speaking of Survivor, though, it has taken on a little edge of those tents. Right. That does not look comfortable. It looks like they're getting really damp and wet and like rashes and stuff. It's a drag.
Danny, you want to see it in about 4 weeks from now.
Really?
It gets very disgusting.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to?
This is coming from a guy who lived out of his car for 6 months.
Yeah, the tents are bad. Mr. Trump, what can we look forward to in the coming episodes?
Well, there's a big love deal going on. There's a big love match happening, which is pretty much a first for The Apprentice.
Really?
But it gets hot and heavy. And a lot of really disgusting things take place in the tent.
Yeah.
Really?
The mansion is beautiful, but it's not nearly as exciting as the tent.
Well, I would like to commend The Apprentice and you, Donald Trump, on this, which is a lot of these shows feel like they have to have frumpy women, otherwise it's going to seem gratuitous somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not The Apprentice. Smart, but beautiful women on that show. I mean, out of the eight women you started off with, seven of them were above an eight.
Right.
If you can do that math.
Well, they're beautiful, and they are beautiful, and they're very, very smart. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, the Wharton School.
Wharton.
Right?
You got to get a plug in.
I got a plug in.
How much does Wharton pay you a year to mention Wharton?
I tell you, they should be giving me a lot of money, right?
They really should. And your daughter also went there. Speaking of gorgeous, your daughter is so stunning and does a great job on the show.
Well, that's true. She's here now, and Eric's here, and Donna's here. I have my big boy Eric over here, and Don is around here someplace.
Look, take no offense to this, but if I was one of your sons, I'd be plotting your demise right now.
Well, if I was one of my sons, I wouldn't be watching this interview. I'd be all over the place looking for numbers.
Adam, how would you do away with him?
I would have one of my lackeys cutting his brake lines out in the parking lot right now. Old school.
My daughter's only 12, and if I say, come on, you're killing me, she'll just say, can I have your money? At 12.
I know the feeling.
Well, Donald, let me ask you this, because I like real estate, and I'm a bit of a real estate buff, and I know, of course, you are as well. The Playboy Mansion. This place has got to be worth what? $70 million?
It's a really valuable piece of real estate. Hugh Hefner had an amazing vision when he bought it for probably almost nothing.
He's
had a great vision in many different ways, between his magazine and his own. He's an iconic figure, an iconic guy, and a great guy.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I was right. In 1971, he bought this place for $1.2 million, and its current value is $50 million.
Right, at least.
Right. Now, what about a guy like yourself? I mean, how about someone like you steps up? I mean, Hef, God bless him, is not going to be around forever. Somebody's going to need to carry the mantle.
I disagree. I think he's going to be around forever. He's going to be around for a long time. He better be.
I'm just saying, I don't want some fruitcake buying this place and turn it into a miniature golf course. I feel like I could trust you.
You don't want to do that. You don't have to worry about that.
You got to remember, he has kids who are also running the business. His daughter in Chicago is doing gangbusters.
Christy is fantastic.
I just feel like I could sleep at night if the Donald had this place. I know it would be treated with the reverence that Hef would have wanted, you know?
Well, he's going to be around a long time, so we don't have to worry.
Well, do you have your eye on any, now that you're out here in Los Angeles, you do your work out of New York most of the time, you have your resorts all over the place. Do you have your eye on on any pieces of real estate out here in Southern California?
Well, I'm building a big one in Palos Verdes, which is in Los Angeles, yeah. 2.5 miles on the ocean. And that's going up now. And it's a golf course that opened recently. And it was just adjudged to be the number one course in the state of California. So it's been doing nice. Great. And 75 mansions. And I've got a couple of other jobs going up.
Now, being the city guy that you are, New York City, because I am also a bit of a real estate buff guy. And it's really my wife that has done it, because she scared me with the amount of money she spent. But she's always made profit. What do you think about downtown L.A.?
I think it's happening.
Is that really happening?
Yeah, it's happening, Danny. It really is.
The intensity won't kill it.
I'm going to be doing something down there. It's absolutely happening.
I'm taking that to the bank.
Tell your wife she's very good. Tell your wife to keep you out of the real estate business. She better do the decision-making, right?
She does it all, boss.
No, she's right, though, Danny.
Speaking of your wife, Melania, I've spoken about her heaving bosom before.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
But in person, my God.
She doesn't even look like the same species as I am.
I know. I mean, yes.
Adam.
Hey, girl. I mean, give me a beer.
I think she borrowed my top.
Wow.
She is stunning.
I got to tell you, I get angry when I go home and see my wife after looking at Melania.
Your wife is just as beautiful.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's not even the same phylum. Look at her.
Wow. I can't stop staring at her. It's distracting.
I know. And the thing that's weird is she bleeds Euro. Like, right. I can tell she has an accent from across the room, and I'm not sure why, because she's white like every other chick over here, but why?
She's heavy. She's heavy Euro, that's true. She's definitely
Euro. It's in the cheekbones.
Right. There's something going on.
Well, Donald knows beautiful women, and obviously, Mr. Trump, you run the Miss USA pageant, and I saw you on Extra earlier this week talking about whether or not to let Miss USA do Playboy. Let's take a listen to what you had to say on Extra.
Like father, like son, huh, with that hairstyle.
No, Barrett is beautiful.
That was close.
That was close.
If you need to get up,
I'm glad we rehearsed this, Brian.
We got here 12
noon. Don't embarrass me in front of Mr. Trump.
Very much mainstream now. We're going to make a decision on that in the next very short period of time.
Now, how does that work? And if so, isn't this the time and the place to make the announcement?
Well, we'll be making a decision probably next week. Tara is a terrific girl.
When you say
girl.
You mean you and your genitalia?
Well, me and my people, my staff.
That's what you call this? It's your staff?
It's
That's
a barometer.
What we're talking about.
Which is the same.
It's a barometer that goes up and it gets into the red zone.
This would be a perfect place to make an announcement.
Donald goes into a 400-square-foot office with a 22-foot-high vaulted ceiling. He looks down in his crotch and he says, "What do you think?" And he hears, "It's all right." And then he gives the big thumbs up. We're going.
Well, we're going to make that decision, though, over the next week.
But who do you talk to?
Nobody.
You just talk at people.
We're
you
here
don't talk to anybody.
I'll make the decision.
That's right.
I'll make
That's
it
right.
over the next short period of time.
Is there someone you go to, though, if you have a problem?
Yeah, I mean, the staff of Miss Universe, Miss USA is terrific.
Hey, by the way, this is going to sound so cheesy and stuff, but about the rehab thing and it was all press or whatever.
Right.
I've been to rehab, man.
Right.
A couple of times, and it took me till last year to finally get sober. And it
really, not easy.
It was ruining my life. It was awful. The worst thing I've ever done.
You know, the advantage she has, Danny, she's young, and it's early. As you know, it would have been easier if you went early. But
maybe, but I just want to tell you on a very serious note, I thought that was a great thing you did, and for a guy who's been through it, in a way, I just want to thank you.
So you like that I gave her a second chance?
Yeah. That's not her fault.
It was an all-hot chick should get a second chance.
Yes.
We need second chance.
Listen, if all you chicks get so drunk that you like take all your clothes and have sex with me, I think you should have a second chance because you were drunk and didn't mean it and you're young.
Plus, to be fair, young Bonaducci didn't stand a chance. Hard-working rock band called the Partridge Family out on the road playing 300 dates a year.
Yeah, I was about to be doing a lot of blow with Ruben.
Not easy.
Taking that bass guitar and swinging it like an action into the amp stand at the end of each show, whole pyrotechnics thing. Him and Lori getting down. I mean, it was a different time, Donald. So, Donald, the show The Apprentice, what are we on, our fourth?
This is number six. We're in our sixth season.
Right, sixth season, but fourth episode coming up Sunday?
We are now going into the third episode coming up on Sunday, number three.
I got to tell you, it is heroin. It is heroin on television.
Interesting
for me.
Enough, that girl has heroin in her pants right now. That's how she won the prize.
And I do want to say your daughter, Ivanka, right?
Right.
Now, what the hell's the ex-wife's name?
Ivana.
Ivana. Yeah, Ivanka is poised. I mean, she's beautiful. Yeah.
She's here tonight, and I think you're going to be interviewing her.
I will heap some praise on her from 3 feet away, don't worry. But what I'm saying is
most of the time when they have the nepotism thing go down, you go, well, they did a decent job, but they could have gotten somebody better
or
they weren't related to.
Paris
Hilton. She does an incredible job.
She's better than Carolyn, I would say.
She is. She's really doing a great job. And, you know, she went to the Wharton School. She really
the
is.
What?
The Wharton, Wharton School.
The old Wharton
Hold
School.
Hold on.
You're right.
Where?
They should pay me a lot of money.
Pay you a lot of money. There should be a 60-foot bronze statue of you, actually, with Schwarzenegger's body and your head on it and a cape flying with a big W on the back
John
of it.
Holmes. I think we're going to have to work that out with them.
All right.
But she has done really a great job.
Donald.
Isn't that the school that Harry Potter went to?
Yes. Absolutely.
I thought so.
Donald Trump is with us. We're going to take a very quick break. The Donald is flying back to New York City this very evening. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a little more with Donald Trump right after this.
97.1. It's the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Playboy Mansion. Big thanks to The Apprentice Los Angeles, Miller Lite, and Maker's Mark. Now, more with Donald Trump on The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, welcome back to the Playboy Mansion. Donald Trump to my left. The Apprentice, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC, six-season, compelling television. Not only that, but almost a tutorial. You know, if I had I have a son, but he's 7 months old. If my son was 21 and looking for a job, I would say watch this show. Not only learn what to do, but learn what not to do.
See, I'd have him watch Good Times and just think like a job at the dock is the best thing ever.
I do think there's a lot you can glean off of watching not only how they work in the boardroom with each other and in front of you, but how they work together when they're out doing the tasks, doing the challenges.
Well, the audience has been a very young audience, and actually probably our biggest audience are kids from 15, 16 years old to 25 and 30. That's our biggest demographic, which is a great thing for NBC, frankly. But young people watch the show because they want to learn how to make money and all of those things.
Well, I got to tell you, I think it's the first winner that we were talking to, the guy that went to West Point.
Kelly.
No, Kelly's the second one.
Okay.
Kelly Perdue.
I have such a man crush on that man. The list of accomplishments that go down, that you could not have picked a better winner in my book.
He did a good
West
job.
West Point. Served his country, served you well. I just think that was such a fabulous pick.
He did a really good job.
But Donald, let me ask you honestly, do you ever have a feeling about somebody early on and turn out to be wrong?
Totally.
You do?
Really?
I'll see them come in, sometimes 18, sometimes 16, sometimes 20. They'll come in and I'll pick my favorites. And almost in all cases, they don't have something. They're missing something. And oftentimes, somebody that you don't expect will have great talent, has great talent.
Who
you never
really
know.
Surprised you the most?
Well, I think Bill Rancic surprised me. Bill shot right up to the top after a period of time, but it didn't look like he was doing that well initially.
It didn't. I remember that was one of my favorites because I really liked his whole vibe.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He is a great guy.
And what about ethically if you decided you liked somebody and you didn't really want to let him go? You know what I mean?
Well,
you have to trust your gut in this business, right?
Well, and I've had some tough decisions. It's not easy. Sometimes you know that somebody shouldn't be fired that week, but you also know they're not going to make it, and somebody that you are looking to keep had a bad week. So you have it's a tough decision-making process.
I have some experience with reality shows, not of anything near the caliber of
yours.
You did very well and are doing
modest.
Very well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Trump. I really appreciate that from you.
Did
Thank you
watch Breaking Bonaducci?
I did indeed. Who didn't?
Yeah, everybody watched
that. There were a couple of scenes that were serious scenes in that.
Yeah, they were. We didn't play. We played rough.
I used to show it as a sort of what could be a worst-case scenario with my wife.
Right.
Every time she would start complaining, just like when your kids start complaining, you just drive them through some crappy neighborhood and you go, look around, this could be you. I would do that with Bonaducci and the show. I'd say, honey, you could be married to that, okay? So me urinating in the sink, whatever. That's nothing compared to what you could be married to.
Bonaducci.
That's what I would say.
I had a question at the beginning of that.
It's about reality shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here it is. Thank you very much. Do you ever, I can't imagine you being forced to do anything, but in some reality shows, not mine because we didn't have contestants, but you have a contestant who sucks and they should be fired, but they're great.
Omarosa,
television.
For
they're
example.
Crazy.
That's a great question.
Do you have to keep them because the network wants them so bad?
The answer is I've had it in spades, and actually Omarosa, who you just mentioned, In many respects, she was terrific. You know, she was terrific
in
a lot of ways.
Yes, she was, in a lot of ways.
And she was terrific entertainment.
That's what I meant.
But I always go by what's the right thing to do, not for the show,
really?
But in terms of the company.
Right.
You went to, otherwise, you lose credibility.
You went to Military Academy,
right,
which I'm reading here, which somehow I didn't know. How did that go? When did you start? How long did you last?
Well, I went to New York Military Academy. I was there for 5 years, believe it or not. And it was a great experience for me up in New York State, Cornwall.
What you started in what year were you?
Well, I started the year before high school, and I went through high school, and it was really a good experience.
And then you entered Wharton.
Wharton. I've really brought that school into a certain
Oh, my God, it's on the map. I want to go to Wharton.
I was going to say, I'm going back to college, so I go to Wharton.
I'm going to go right from Valley College over to Wharton.
I have a question. On the show, you seem to really reward loyalty. That's something you point out a lot. And along those lines, I want to ask you, and I know you may be sick of this, but I want to ask you where things stand between you and Barbara Walters. I know you've been friends for a long time.
Well, things don't stand good. She lied to me, and therefore I don't really deal with Barbara anymore.
She's one of the girls with body paint on her, so watch it. She's roaming around here with a cocktail.
I can imagine.
I was watching that, trying to do a little sleuthing, as it were. I'm a bit of a student of psychology, and I was watching it, and when Barbara was saying, we never had that conversation, I said, she's got to be lying.
She's lying.
She was.
Yeah.
Because you
she
would
knows
be,
she was.
You would be insane to say you had a conversation with someone of that magnitude who has a morning TV show who you didn't have the conversation with.
Well, she knew exactly what she said, and she knew what I said was the truth, and she never denied it, and it's very interesting. But I think it's been a very sad month for Barbara Walters. She'll end up like Dan Rather.
Well, is he alive?
Wow.
He's alive, but he left in disgrace.
Barely.
In the news business.
But here's it. But well, Dan Rather did one thing that was amazing. He was number 3 out of 3 for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, how do you stay on if your show is a failure? How do you stay on?
Adam?
I feel like I could be number 4 out of 3 if I worked hard enough. But let me ask you this.
Hire Bonaducci.
With Rosie, and speaking of Bonaducci, I feel like if we were sitting in a restaurant and you came up to me and you went, Adam, I've been listening to... By the way, I went to Wharton. Did I mention that? I've been listening to the show. That Bonaducci sucks. I never want to hear from him again. Because you're Donald Trump, I'd probably go, yeah, I know. He's a pain in the ass. Just to sort of get you on your way. Was that the way that Barbara Walters spoke about Rosie? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, initially, I agree with you. And I didn't really hold too much of a grudge from her initial statements. But then they started getting a little bit stronger and a little bit stronger. And then she crossed the line. But the fact is, ultimately, at the beginning, I said, you know, who can blame Barbara? She's trying to keep this animal at bay.
Right.
She's trying to keep this show going.
Yes.
And she wants to get along with everybody.
She scared her with some flash photography the other day. She broke out of her chain and attacked an audience member.
In all sincerity, she invited me with my wife, who does not do television for a living, but was in Breaking Bonaducci.
Right.
She invited us on the show, and we went, and we sat down, and her first words, which were a mistake because she was looking at my wife. If she'd looked at me, I'd have taken it.
Right.
But she looked at my wife, who's the most decent person I know, and she said, you two disgust me.
Barbara Walters said that to you?
And I went off. And then she said, how do you do that in front of the American public and blah, 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 blah. And I turned to Star Jones, and I go, didn't you sell tickets when you married that Mo? And that was the end of that
like
conversation.
That
That's a hell of a
I
statement.
Prefer a beard.
That's, she did say that, seriously?
Yeah.
The point is, here's the thing about Trump. Trump, he'll go Marcus of Queensberry or he'll go into the octagon.
Right.
You make the decision. You want to take the gloves off? Why the hell would they get into it with you? And you, now, by the way, have nothing to look out for. I mean, you're Donald Trump. You're supposed to say whatever you want to say, which is kind of nice. I do envy your position, which is most people that are in the public eye have whatever they think about when they get home and close the doors, and then they have their persona, which is their public persona. Your public persona is saying whatever the F you want, whenever you want to say it, to whoever you want to, which must be liberating for you.
Well, I'm actually a very honorable guy. I'm an honest guy. And, you know, somebody lies about me, I attack them. But somebody lies and says things in a vicious way, you have to attack viciously. And that's what I did. And, you know, 91% of the public agrees with what I did. They do these crazy polls.
Really?
People just agree. So people don't like Rosie. She's a disgusting human being. And, you know, I hit her hard. And I think you would have done the same thing, and I know Danny would have done
the
same thing.
Well, that's actually the offer we talked about today.
Yes. I don't know if you've heard
I know
this.
That you won't accept this. I just want you to know that I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm dead serious, because I'm sick of this bitch. If you would like, and you'll give me $1 million cash, I promise you, I will walk onto the set of The View, cameras rolling, full studio audience, and knock her out.
Sounds like a good deal.
Okay.
Will you take it? Is that a yes?
Sounds like a good deal.
You just, you just think it out, but I want you to know that's $1 million.
Trump,
that's nothing I wouldn't do.
In all seriousness, does Barbara Walters really dislike Rosie?
Absolutely, totally, and you're going to see it blow up, and it's not going to take long.
Right. Look, I have a very close friend who used to be her executive producer on her TV show, and he said she is a whirling dervish bitch.
Which is Barbara?
Yeah, no, Rosie.
Rosie
fired 40-something people. Actually, he had to fire all those people because he was the executive producer. He said she is evil incarnate. I believe it. Of course Barbara Walters hates her. By the way, there's no group of women on the planet that work together for more than 3 weeks that don't eventually hate each other. She would hate her even if she was nice. She's not nice.
She's
a horrible shrew. She hates her. I'm sure she wants her to stick around. I'm sure she
ratings
likes the controversy,
fine, yeah.
And she likes the ratings. But as a human being, are you kidding? Please. All right, Donald Trump. I know you're anxious to get back with your fellow alumni from Wharton over there.
Yes, thank you for being so forthcoming.
And you're flying back this evening
yes,
to New
I
York.
Yes, I leave for New York.
You know, you could have been anywhere you wanted to be, and it would have been a great thing to talk to Donald Trump. You rocked, man. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you, Danny.
That was awesome.
And thank you. And Donald, you leave whenever you want to leave, right?
Appreciate
it's not like the Trump
I'll
mobile
be around here
leaving.
For a while. We're going to have a good time.
All right.
Tonight.
Donald Trump, everyone.
Yeah.
The Apprentice, 6 big season, Sunday night, 9 o'clock. My favorite show, T.
Yes.
What's coming up in the news?
Well, actually, speaking of Rosie, there is very big news about her that has just broken today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Courtney Love's blog, Always Gold.
And that'll be next from the Playboy Mansions, the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice L.A. Party, live at the Playboy Mansion. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
A North Carolina S&M dungeon was shut down when police got word of illegal scrotal surgeries.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
That's right. Back at the fantastic Playboy Mansion, Ivanka Trump coming up, Donald Trump Jr., coming up, Hef, as I know him and his ladies, coming up, Jimmy Kimmel, Omarosa, and her date, David Alan Greer.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Dag, what is happening, my brother?
I'm still wet from the grotto, Adam.
It's
crazy.
Dave's
well,
been drinking.
Well, my DVDs are kind of soggy. Hey, Terry, give me some sugar, honey.
I'll give you some sugar. You know,
open your mouth and let me in.
Dag. Speaking of opening your mouth, you guys might not know this, but David Alan Greer was in Dreamgirls on Broadway.
You are my dream.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
More, please.
All the things I
they say, I, well, it says right on the card he was nominated for a faggy. I mean,
hey,
Tony. Tony, I'm sorry.
It's the guy from Grey's Anatomy.
It's a Tony.
Yes. Oh, look, Adam, this is radio.
You played the Eddie Murphy role on Broadway.
Please. What do you mean?
Excuse
Eddie Murphy
me.
Played the David Alan Greer
right.
role on
totally.
The big screen.
Say that.
Everyone yelling.
Sing it, Dag.
A little more.
I was like, I go. Oh, no, I can't do it. I can't do this.
Do it.
Do it. I was watching the movie, and I was like all freaked out, like an old boxer going through the old moves, you know. And I was with my girlfriend going, that's not how we did it. We moved well, straight right. Then it was like, fake your way to the top.
Yeah. And the people in the front were like looking back going, why is that old man's
exactly.
mouth moving?
They're like, shut up, old man.
They're saying, hey, it's true. Black guys do talk at the movie theater.
But nothing's well, coming out. But not as much as Danny Bonaduce.
Almost no one does.
Not as much as Danny
well,
Bonaduce.
Well, let me ask you on a
my imitation of Danny did.
Tease, I'm dead. I'm still talking. I guess hell's going to be fun. You know, I guess I should tell the devil I cut my finger off once and sold it for dope. I did that. Slept with my wife's mom. I did that.
What else did you
her
do, Danny?
Aunt.
I dyed my butt hairs.
Danny doesn't have butt hair.
I waxed my butt hair.
I'm not a natural redhead. Yeah, I did that.
Oh, yes, he is.
You don't want to play that game with me.
Wow. I beg to differ, and I beg Danny not to differ, because I don't want to see those pubes again.
You don't need that.
Let me ask you this, Dag, on a more serious note.
Thank you.
James Brown isn't even dead yet.
We were watching the Golden Globes, and they did that thing where they're interviewing the chicks, and Beyonce pops up, and the super Jewish, super white
Stacey London
says, "Hey, girl, you go, girl." And you know how Whitey blacks it up for the people of color? Now, do you appreciate that? Is that a tip of the yarmulke, or is that a slap in the face?
Well, I tell you what's a slap in the face. It's what those bastards at the Golden Globes didn't do for me the other night.
They didn't call
my name, Adam.
Really?
And
I think you have to be nominated for something.
I don't care. They could have nominated me for something.
Okay, Dave. I'm sorry.
Maybe the news would make you feel better.
Yeah. I don't care.
Hold on, Dave.
Doing your show.
Dag, I see you brought heavy set phone operator of color Peanut with you. If you can't pull it together, maybe you should just put Peanut on the phone.
Listen, first of all, I didn't want to bring her. I left her in the car, but she came in. She hopped the fence. And,
you think Peanut's going to get that?
Hi, funny man. How you doing?
Hey, Peanut.
Hey, what's going on, Anna Crayola?
I'm Teresa.
Hey, girl, give me a hug.
Hi, yeah. How you doing?
Give me a hug.
We needed you to answer the phone. We brought you out here to answer the phone.
I'm not working right now. I'm off duty.
Well, we asked you. Listen, Jack Silver specifically said if
Who
you want to...
Who is Jack?
He's our boss.
He's the guy's dork's hanging out of the pickle barrel right now.
Celebrating Martin Luther King Day.
That was a week ago.
I know, but it's a whole month, though.
Peanut, the reason you're allowed to come to the Playboy Mansion is you agreed to answer the phones for us.
I came for my outfit. You like my outfit?
You do look good.
I took some panty drawers, hold up, and I put some fringes on it. But I did what you had told me, Teresa.
Yeah.
Vertical stripes?
I put some little Christmas ornaments on there. And then I put some stripey things with my Sharpie pen.
Peanut, we need you to answer the phone now. We brought you here to answer the phone. That was part of the agreement.
How you get phones up in here?
The point is they're ringing off the hook.
We're all working tonight.
Okay, I'm going to answer one phone, then I'm going to get my groom.
Let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is calling, please?
My name is...
Hold, please.
No, I don't want to be put on...
Adam, I don't want to answer no phone.
All right, I feel like you need to do your job, though, Peanut.
Hi, Danny. Hi.
Hi, Peanut. How are you, baby?
What's going on?
Just sitting here chatting, looking at your new pants.
Okay, meanwhile...
How's your wife?
My wife's well.
Okay, someone's on hold, Peanut.
Good, thank you.
Hold up, Adam. That's why you out.
Peanut, you have somebody on hold right now, and you're just making small talk with Danny.
Look here. I got to go back to the car, check on my kids. I'll be right back.
Well, you have your kids?
I got my two twins, my two sets of twins, and that's not two people, that's
four.
Wait,
Peanut, I don't remember. What are their names?
Give me a hint. Delon, Detron, Ray-Lay, and Fei-Fei.
And they're all in the car? How old are they?
14 and two sets of 22s. I call them my
doo doo. All in the car?
Yeah. Big ones hold the little ones. It's nice.
No.
I was 23. I had a 9-year-old baby, but he left, you know.
Yeah.
So I just got the two. Oh.
That's the phone, Peter.
Yeah, we need to answer the phone, Peter. Now, did you crack the window at least?
What?
Okay, we just need you to answer the phones here. Jack Silver specifically said
Who's Jack Silver?
He's our boss.
Jack Silver is our boss.
I don't know him.
Who is
Jack Silver? He's bald. Where is he at?
Jack is your boss.
Jack Silver?
He's face down
where
in the grotto. Don't worry about where
What's
Jack
he look
Silver
like?
He's a distinguished gentleman.
Why are you raising your voice?
Why are you raising your voice? Peanut, I'm just saying you came here.
I have fun, Adam. Adam, crack it. Hold. You know what? Come on out to the car and we can talk about this man.
I don't need any trouble.
Come on. You can come too, Danny, because you don't need a witness.
Can I tell you something
I'm
else?
I'm taking off my flip-flop, Adam.
When she takes the flip-flop off, Danny.
Okay, you got it. You're about to lose this really badly.
Danny, tell them how it goes down.
We're
about to go down to Chinatown.
Okay, but the Peanut, I don't want to get
you.
I'm not interested in getting your physical confrontation with you.
Can you just answer the phone? It could be you.
Please just answer the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this? Is this the Adam Carolla show?
Yeah, who's calling?
My name is Ernest.
Ernest who?
Well, I just called in because I wanted to talk to
Mr.
Hefner.
Please state your business. We on the Earl.
I want to talk to Mr. Hefner.
Just a minute, please. Hold.
Oh, no, don't put me on hold.
Hold.
Well, why'd you put him on hold? You don't have
because
another call.
I don't know. Who's Mr. Hefner?
Mr. Hefner.
Mr. Hefner. Mr. Hefner owns this mansion. Jack Silver is your boss. He has a little magazine called Playboy.
Yeah, you've heard of that.
All right, let me make this right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, this is Ernest. I'm still holding for Mr. Hefner.
Is this Mr. Hefner?
No, this is...
I like your house.
No, this is not Mr. Hefner.
Can I ask you why you call your swimming pool the grotto?
Well, it's not my swimming pool. This is someone who's looking to speak to Mr. Hefner.
That sounds like a body part, don't it, Danny?
In the grotto? Yes, it does.
Ooh, I got a polyp on my grotto.
Perhaps you could put the twins into the grotto. All
what
right.
You trying to say,
Peanut,
Adam?
Peanut, get
now, what you trying to
no,
say,
just
Adam?
Get David Allen, Greer, get him back
no,
in.
David can't come to the phone right now because I need to talk to you.
Don't get uppity.
That
we're just.
David Allen,
go
of me.
Just say uppity.
I said uppity.
Oh, my God.
Go of me. Uppity. Oh.
Adam, I think Dag might be calling, and if Peanut doesn't pick up this call, then we'll
have
to get Dag back.
Why don't you just say those people get uppity and be done with it?
Hello.
Peanut, you know, I have great respect.
Adam, it's me, David.
Oh, thank God.
I'm locked in the car with two sets of twins. You got to come out here. My cell phone's going to die any moment.
We'll get a man on it immediately.
Okay, come on out, man. I want to come in, man. I want to get back in the house.
Okay.
All right, come get me.
This
All
is
right.
amazing.
All right, Tina. Thank you. Very good. T.
Yes.
T, you're going to do some news for us?
TV Week is reporting that Rosie O'Donnell, nemesis of Donald Trump, is expected to leave The View when her contract expires at the end of this season. And experts predict that she will remain on television launching her own solo talk show.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's going to be big. Didn't the ratings go up like 30% after she came to the
But they won't when it's one person who's just
No, it wasn't. It was in the double-digit percentages, and it did hit all-time highs. But I don't think the ratings went up as much as people think.
But
they weren't
it's also a bunch of other ladies really talking about someone. Once you have that big bitch sitting behind a desk talking crap, that's not going to get something
Hold on.
Work.
You know what, Danny? I hate to interrupt. Excuse me, Adam. But Teresa?
Yes?
Why don't you and I do about 4 or 5 pops? Get in the car and go to Vegas, honey. Come on, let's do it.
You don't know how close you are. She was there last week.
Come on. Let's do it.
I don't know.
You love Dag.
I do love Dag. If you sang me a...
You are my dream.
Now, you sing beautiful.
Let's go.
The thing you don't know about Teresa is her stepfather, is a brother.
Wow.
And she loved him dearly.
Let me ask you something, Teresa. Like,
yes.
How old were you when he came in the house?
13.
Wow. Did you ever get up in the morning and see
no.
Papa walking around?
No. He was...
How you doing? Good morning, Teresa. Sorry. You caught me like
this.
He was
from Baltimore.
Dude.
What's that mean?
At the
Different
gym.
Different accent.
I hate that.
You never caught a look at him walking around the kitchen?
No, he was very discreet. He was a good stepfather and respectful.
What was his name?
You know what? Let's talk about another black man, Isaiah Washington.
Good save.
Are we going to talk about
Isaiah Washington, well, Dag, you know all about this. He's gotten in a little trouble for allegedly making a homophobic slur on the set of Grey's Anatomy. Well, ABC has just released a statement. And they are taking it very, very seriously. Here's what happened. He went to the Golden Globes, and he repeated the slur that he said he didn't say. And, you know, in a newspaper, when you make a correction, you never repeat the error. That's a rule of journalism.
But was he joking around?
No.
No,
no he was not. And Dag, as a homosexual man and a man of color, I really value it well. You just got off Broadway, and I can see from here you're black.
Hello,
I've done the
Cleveland.
Math.
Well, ABC is saying, quote, we take this situation very seriously, and his actions are unacceptable and are being addressed.
But wait a minute. He said it again. Why?
Yeah. See, that's the part, because I originally said
that. He was at a press conference after the Golden Globes, and he was asked a question, and he said, no, I did not call T.R. Knight a thing that rhymes with maggot.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's not like he and Michael Richards were hanging out going, and what'd you say, brother?
Right.
Then I jacked the white boy up, and I said, no, he was repeating, you know.
Yeah, I think the problem was he just sort of jumped in front of the mic and yelled it out, which seemed
stupid.
To shock everybody that was out there and upset the cast. Member. Don't get me wrong, I don't care, but the whole cast seems to hate the guy.
Well, they have to.
I know Isaiah Washington. I just saw him the other day and he choked me. Get out of here. Did I just say that?
You did.
In all seriousness.
Do you really know him, Dad?
I do.
They started it out there on the line, the red carpet. They were calling it the F word. And I said, I refuse. I'm sorry. I'll do the N-word with you. Okay, that's
so why are you going to do the N-word?
Because I will say the N-word, just N, is what I mean. I won't say what the word is.
I'm going to out you, Danny. Danny's been using the N-word all night. He's called me a nincompoop twice.
Look out! No, that's mean, what you call
good
a lead.
Stuff, yeah.
You know what? You zigged when I thought you would zag. But hello? Is Isaiah Washington a homophobe?
We don't really talk about that. I'm proud to say that's never entered our conversation.
Dag, would you say a fair amount of the brothers are?
No.
No?
I mean, I've never, of all my friends, I don't, that's not a topic of conversation. Adam, how many times have we like,
hey, man, what's up? It's David. Let me ask you something, man. What's going on with the homosexuals?
Oh, man, okay, I don't know, but I've been trying to get through to you all night to find out what's going on with them bagelists.
Well, you know,
tell me the truth on this. What? How many people have said about something they didn't like, dude, that is so gay, and didn't mean anything by it? Didn't
well,
mean
I don't know about
feelings.
You, Danny. I mean, when I say that is so gay, I'm meaning that's a something with that's strong,
right?
Tasteful,
proud,
stylish,
slightly effeminate.
All right, next.
Wow, you are the okay. Best word.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan, as everyone in the free world knows, has entered rehab. OK Magazine, which is a British tabloid, managed to contact her. I guess her cell phone's still on in there. And
contact her. She's in my old room.
Well, guess what she's doing in rehab, according to OK
Getting
Magazine?
High?
No, watching American Idol.
No. Dawson, by the way, Super Stone producer Dawson, said to me 5 minutes before the show started, Lindsay Lohan's here. I said, really? Yeah.
By the way,
she's in rehab, Dawson. Yeah. She looks like her.
In the rehab that I know, you have to earn TV hours, and she hasn't been.
Oh, really?
Stop. She's Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay, if you can hear me, it's David Alan Greer. Honey, we need you back out in the streets. We need you in the clubs. We need you getting loaded. Hollywood is depending on you.
Yeah.
I can rest calmly when I know that that knuckle-headed little white girl is face-planting somewhere in West Hollywood. We love you, Lindsay. Get back out there. Hit the bottle.
Since Tara Reid let us down and didn't die like she should have.
I do feel like... That's nice, Dan. I do feel like people are getting to rehab earlier and earlier. You know?
Yes.
There should be no such thing as rehab.
I was 37.
Yeah, when you're 19 or 20, you got another 10 years of boozing, having photographers take pictures of your crotch.
Yes.
You gotta
I've got an idea for you.
With guys you wish you hadn't.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Adam, I've got an idea for you. It's called prehab.
Wow.
That's very clever.
Teresa, have you been meeting with your writers? Because that was
no, awful. That was off the top of my head, Dag.
Let me ask you something, Teresa.
Uh-oh, yes.
Did Judy, our darling Judy Garland, did she ever go to rehab?
Hell no!
Yeah, but she died.
Yeah, she turned into a hag and died.
Yeah, but she was 50-something.
But she was loved by the F-words.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, did Marilyn Monroe go to rehab?
She also died.
Fat.
Good point.
Now, Courtney Love, I believe, has gone to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And
like 8 times.
Did Jimi Hendrix go to rehab?
I know all about, I know Courtney really well. What'd she do?
Well, here's the latest on her. I don't know if you've ever read her blog, but it is filled with gold. Recently, she wrote her New Year's resolutions, and they were all about how she was going to stop getting unnecessary plastic surgery, and she was going to stop having meaningless sex. Now, here's the latest. She talked about going on eHarmony.com, the dating website, and then she filled out... I guess they have a personality test on eHarmony, pretending like I don't know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what she wrote on her blog. Guess what? After an hour plus of this thing, they tell me that 2% of their clients are like me, and there was no one for me. Not one match on eHarmony.
Wow.
That's how they get you. I couldn't get through. After about 45 minutes, I gave up.
Yeah,
really?
Once you write, I am Satan, it's very hard for them to match you up because you're kind of specific.
So
ladies
you
and gentlemen, Tori Amos is out there in the audience right by the grotto. She's checking her cell phone. Tori,
wow,
up here, honey.
Look at her.
Right there.
Look at Tori.
Yeah.
Tori is fabulous.
It's, you didn't go on eHarmony, did you, Dan?
I tried to, but I couldn't get past it.
Really?
Dude, MySpace. MySpace is the answer.
Yeah,
you get some skanky-ass chicks right away.
No, David Alan Greer, he's one of my MySpace friends.
Thank you. I am.
He is?
Why
yeah, he's in my top eight, but I am not in his.
I feel like you guys threaten to get together each time you get together,
you know,
but
you know
it never
what?
Happens.
This kind of crazy, the world's not ready for. I tell you what, if we hook up, the hell's a-popping. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
house
boy.
On fire. And by the way, Adam, I got to tell you, I got some tools today. I was listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got so fired up. I went over to the Home Depot. I got my little tool set. I went the rechargeables. You know, I'm the old school.
18-volt rechargeable.
But let me ask you something. These things only run for an hour.
Well, you can use them. They're pretty good now. Did you get the variety pack, the little circular saw, the reciprocating saw?
The little circular saw? I got a circular saw, my friend,
this
with
is
a
amazing.
Laser. I got the reciprocating.
Yep, or the bayonet saw.
Absolutely.
And it came with the flashlight.
It pays you back.
It goes out and comes back.
Awesome. I feel
and I got a jig. That's with a J, not an N, okay?
I know, thank you. I feel incomplete if I don't say I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Well, that was Teresa Strasser in the news. Come on, put your hands together for the beautiful Teresa Strasser.
Dag.
Thank you, Dag.
He was great.
Oh, Dag's not going anywhere. Dag ain't moving, and we
Mr.
have
coming,
the guy who owns the place, Hugh Hefner, coming up next. Also, Jimmy Kimmel and Omarosa and Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump. The cavalcade of stars keeps going and going.
Adam, I'm going big. I'm having my first martini.
Okay, Dave, I think
who's
you,
with me?
Dave, I think you've had enough to drink. Mr.
Oh, give me my car keys back.
No, I don't want you driving.
Hey, you don't know.
No,
me.
I'm going to have Peanut drive. I'm going to Peanut drive you home.
Don't do it.
Mr. Hefner is a very important man.
Not here, Dad.
I love you, Tweety. Give me some sugar.
We'll take a quick break. Hugh Hefner next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice L.A. Party, live at the Playboy Mansion, with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
To be perfectly frank, I really wasn't sure it was a good idea, but then I figured, what the f***?
And now the guy whose house we're trashing, Hugh Hefner, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Great to see you as usual, Hugh Hefner. Let me pull the mic up to your soup cooler. Hef, first off, well, are you from Chicago originally, or was that just the home of Playboy originally?
Born and raised.
So
I've been to your house in Chicago.
You excited about the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to, yes, a smattering of applause for the Bears. 53 years, 1953 is when the first issue of Playboy came out, so we're coming up on 55 years of this magazine with no signs of slowing down. Did you ever imagine when you were putting together that first issue in your basement?
Remember, I didn't have enough money for the second issue.
Really?
The first issue didn't have a cover, if I'm not mistaken.
It had a cover, but it didn't have a date on it, because I didn't know if there would be a second issue, quite literally.
Well, how controversial was it, and how hard was it to raise money in 1953 or 1952 and a half, when you had an idea about doing a magazine like Playboy?
Well, in this particular case, I just raised enough money for the first issue, quite frankly, and it was a labor of love. And, I went to anybody I could think of, friends, relatives, guys on the street.
And how much did it cost you to put out the first one, and how many did you print up? Do you remember?
I do indeed. I printed about 72,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sold over 50,000. And the total investment was just a little over $8,000.
Really?
Yeah.
And was it difficult getting bookstores or newsstands or whoever sold it originally to sell it originally?
No, I had been in the newsstand distribution business in the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, by correspondence, a certain number of the dealers across the country and wholesalers. And I promoted this great new magazine. I had managed to get the right to the Marilyn Monroe calendar, which everybody had heard about, but nobody had seen, because
right.
the post office took the position that you couldn't send nudity through the mail.
Well, how did that work? How
in
did
some
you
parts
secure?
Of the country, they still do that, by
oh,
the way.
Really?
You still can't ship porno to, like, I don't know, Wyoming or something, but you'll go to prison, federal prison.
Mental note, stay out of Wyoming. But how did you secure that?
Well, the calendar company that owned the rights to it, John Baumgart, was located out on the west side of Chicago, very close to where I grew up. And I drove out there in my beat-up Chevy and had a very good day. I made a case for this new publication. And
did you have to
the
pay,
guy gave
did you
me
pay
the,
him for the rights?
Yes, he gave me the rights to the to reproduce the picture for $500 and threw in the color separation.
Nice.
Now, the color separation alone would have cost me over $1,000.
Yep. Speaking of color separation, Dave, I know you're all the way on the end here.
David Allen Greer here, Mr. Hefner.
Yeah, $500. Can you believe it?
Absolutely. Mr. Hefner, you're an icon. You're a god. Who was the first black centerfold for Playboy?
Wow.
Good question.
Geraldine. Wow. Geraldine.
No, really. Who was
well,
it?
I'm not sure. I remember the first bunny was, you know, in the very first weeks of the club started in 1960.
I remember the event, though. I do remember it making news. I don't remember when it was exactly.
Well, I think it was sometime in the early and middle 60s.
Yeah,
but you know what, people? Sure. I hope people remember that. You know, Hugh Hefner was in the civil rights movement. Dick Gregory talks about him all the time, how you were on the forefront, breaking down color lines and doing your thing. So he is an American hero. So
you were very kind.
Yes.
I have a question about current
business.
Let's
hear for Hefner.
Yeah. As long as you're praising half, I have a question that, and I don't mean to even consider these other people competition, but Playboy, it used to be a joke. I only take it for the articles. Playboy is one of the best written men. It's with the New Yorker as far as the articles. They're brilliant. But it's also not in even any way, shape, or form pornography. Some of your quote-unquote competitors are just shy of animals in my book.
And you, sir, are
a gentleman. How do you continue, how do you separate yourself from that?
Well, I think the fact that that Playboy has survived and prevailed over these many years is the fact that, you know, it is essentially a lifestyle magazine.
Yeah.
What we tried to do was to give sex a good name. And back in those
Danny
days,
would have been fine.
One of the most interesting things about the vintage Playboy issues, if you happen to get hold of one, unlike a lot of other magazines, if you go back to the 1975 and you open a Playboy, the most interesting thing is not the Playmate, it's the stereo equipment that was new for 1975. It's O.J. Simpson doing a dingo boot ad with three legs, by the way, which it dawned on me just a few months ago. Hey, brother with three legs, what are we talking about
Mr.
here?
Mr. Hefner.
75.
It's the sports cars. It's the culture.
Mr. Hefner, speaking of giving sex a good name, I'm sure you heard that Kelly Osbourne has asked publicly she wants to pose for Playboy.
Ah,
I beseech you, sir. Please don't let this happen.
She's a cute girl. Would you have her in your magazine?
No.
It's already a possibility.
Please, God, no.
Is Miss USA going to end up in your magazine, Mr. Hefner?
What's that?
Is Miss USA going to end up in Playboy?
Well, we are talking. You know, the problem is that she can't do nudes while during her reign.
Mm-hmm.
The reign is mainly on the
plane.
Yeah.
No, when is the reign over?
Well, I think it's a one-year thing.
Yeah, but it's not the magic when it's over. The magic is when she's got the tiara on her head and that's all.
Yeah, like Vanessa Williams.
Listen, she can bring the scepter and the tiara and you bring the cameras and who cares when
I'll bring the scepter.
Speaking of the scepter, I read here that you're considering impregnating Holly.
Is that true?
With the magic scepter, yes?
Yes, well... she is certainly the love of my life, and you know, all things are possible.
Really? So you're considering it?
You are a pimp.
Hold on. Holly, yeah. You've been with many beautiful women, and you would say Holly is the great love of your life?
I think that's true, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I waited a long time, but, you know,
and
there is such a thing as soulmates, I think I found it.
And
I agree with
you. At the ripe old age of 62... Now, how old are you now?
I'm going on my 81st birthday.
No way. Teresa, it's not too late. Remember that.
Going on the 81st birthday and getting on a 23-year-old, people.
Yeah, well.
And possibly impregnating her.
Impossibly, yes.
Or possibly.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that? I mean, does that have to do with legacy? Does that have to do with being in love with her? Or is it everything?
Well, it has to do with love and, you know.
You know what it's going to have to do with a little later on? Say when you're 88, it's going to have a lot to do with, hey, Dad, let's go throw the ball around the giant mansion.
He pays people
to do that. Because I'm 47 and I have a 5-year-old, and he says, hey, Daddy, let's go throw the ball. And I say, I had to do that, baby. Go play right
yourself. Yeah, it's hard to throw the ball around when Daddy's balls are dragging on the carpet.
Well, Nelly.
I'll throw the ball around as soon as you step off Daddy's balls.
Well, Hugh Hefner's name is synonymous with sex in many ways, but I've read that you didn't lose your virginity until you were 22. Is that true?
That's true.
That's right. Wow.
22 months old. almost 2 years of age.
Teresa, how old were you when you lost your virginity? Exactly.
No one cares. I'm more than Hefner.
Yes, they do.
Hefner, why such a late bloomer?
Well, you have to go back in time. You have to understand that, you know, as a matter of fact, in my immediate circle of friends, I was a progressive kid. Most of my immediate friends didn't have sex till I got married.
It was just after the Depression.
This
was
before Playboy.
He was wearing a raccoon coat. You can't have sex in a raccoon coat.
This is you're a swell doll. What's under that skirt?
22 Skidoo, baby doll. This I'm starting a magazine. I'm going to put you
Let's
in it.
Do the cha-cha, baby, till 10 p.m.
This is when a flapper meant something totally different.
That's right. It was a different time. And let me answer. I'll answer for Mr. Hefner.
Please.
Just like Michael Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team, all the greats always get off to a rocky start. That's what gives them the eye of the tiger. Your penis had the eye of the tiger.
Ah.
It wasn't a pampered penis. It wasn't a coddled penis. It didn't grow up with a silver spoon in its mouth. No, it was hungry. It came from the south side, the mean streets of Chicago. And it grew up fast and it grew up quick.
Absolutely.
And let me say something about Hef's penis, too. There wasn't fighting a bunch of tomato cans.
No.
It took on all challengers. It grew up fast, it grew up mean, and it grew up quick, and it grew up hungry. And that's why you are in the house that Hef's penis built today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You seem to speak with great knowledge about my penis.
When you beat Cover Man,
we know each other.
You're a lover of his penis, are you not?
I would say I'm a fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would say that I would die a happy man if I just touched it once.
Just the part that hit Barbie Benson.
Well, Mr. Hefner, who was the best sex you ever had? I know Holly's your soulmate, but who was the best sex, and you can say, Adam, that you've ever had?
Oh, please.
Please.
I think it's going on right now.
Holly, hold on a second. That's like asking a whale the best piece of plankton it's ever eaten. It's eaten millions and millions and millions of pieces of plankton. You really think it could tell you its favorite piece?
To take it one step further, it's like asking Rosie what's the best pizza she ever had.
That's right.
She just never
it's like asking Jay-Z what's his favorite rhyme.
Huh?
It's like asking...
Keep this up. This is what we're going to do for a while.
Stop keeping it real, Dave. Would you please? Who? What about it? Barbie Benton?
I loved her.
Candy
well, that was
loving.
Certainly an intensely romantic time of my life, but I have to say very honestly on many, many levels that the relationship I'm in now is the best of my life.
I don't mean relationship. I mean just
that's a
sex.
Answer.
It is, as you know, it is difficult to compare.
Mm.
You know, different times, different time frames.
And you say that your stroke ended up being a stroke of luck for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Why? Which you suffered, what, 2-3 years ago now?
No, 1985.
It was that far back?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wow. And why do you call it a stroke of luck?
Because it changed the direction of my life, and the 1980s was a very, very difficult time, very repressive time. Reagan was in the White House. The Mies Commission was very busy censoring anything they could get their hands on. It was a difficult time for me, and... Yeah, I think it was the stress of that time frame that led to the stroke, and I think the stroke in turn, set the stage for my marriage.
Really?
Yeah, I think the marriage was kind of an escape to what I perceived to be a safe harbor.
Right.
Well, I like to consider my
no more stroke, a lot of stroking.
My liver cirrhosis of closeness. That's what I like.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Hugh, one last question. You served in World War II. Were you, what corps were you in?
I was in the...
Pornography corps?
No, they didn't have the...
porno. Hey, sir?
Butt-naked brigade?
I was in the
infantry. Porno troopers?
I was
polishing your bayonet.
All right, please.
I was in the infantry.
In the infantry?
Yeah, but I wound up...
Truck.
Because I was young, I wound up in headquarters company at Fort Meade.
Fort Meade. So you never went to Europe. You never went to Japan. You stayed here.
Yep.
Well, thank goodness.
Thank
Could you imagine if a 19-year-old Hugh Hefner went over abroad to European soil and took a Nazi bullet in the head?
No.
Could you imagine? What?
I can imagine it, Adam, and I tell you what, the Hugh Hefner I know wouldn't have stopped him. He pulled that bayonet out. He said, listen, Mr. Nazi, I got to get back to my country and show some boobies.
I'm just saying.
For the men and women of America.
America!
This place we're in right now, everyone would be wearing gray jumpsuits, and there'd be a big sign that said Scientology Center on the roof. That's where we would be, and then it'd be weird because we'd be broadcasting from it, but either way, I would show them some love.
I don't think that's what
Hugh
happened.
Hugh Hefner, everybody, this is his house. Wipe your feet and give him a hand.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Mr. Hefner.
You are
a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Ivanka Trump coming up next from the fabulous mansion, the Playboy Mansion. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice LA Party, live at the Playboy Mansion, with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
I feel everything you say is rhetoric and this and that and no...
But listen
hunger,
to
no
the,
passion
to the
fire.
Team.
So, Ivanka, who would you fire?
I'd fire Martin.
Yes, sir.
You're fired.
And now to Donald's daughter, Ivanka Trump, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Great to meet you, Ivanka Trump.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
I must say, I love the retro 60s Nancy Sinatra look.
You like that? I was actually going for a look, and you pinpointed it, which, as a guy, I'm very surprised.
My female friends,
very good at this kind of thing.
I'm very dialed into that period, and as a matter of fact, when I was thinking about talking to Mr. Hefner earlier today, I was going to ask him what his favorite period was. I'm assuming he'd say all of them, but for me, when it comes to Playboy and it comes to a look, I love that late 60s,
yeah,
early 70s, Priscilla Presley.
See, my daughter would say her third.
Third.
Her favorite. Yeah. She's young.
I do love that look, and it works very well on you. And might I say, some people are disappointing in person. Not only with their personality, but they're a little bit shorter, or their skin's a little bit worse than you think it was, or, you know, the smoke and mirrors,
could
the magic
you pick
of TV.
Something else besides short and bad skin.
I'm sorry,
Ivanka,
but you did crush my dreams when I met you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ivanka is stunning.
Ivanka is 6 foot one and spectacular looking.
She's stunning.
And
I'm not impressed, Adam.
Oh, shut up,
Dad.
I'm
not impressed.
All right.
She's beautiful.
I'll beat you like a rug.
I'm going to come down there.
Ivanka, I got one quick question. When you were like a kid and you did something bad, would your father go off on you like Rosie? I mean, we'd be like, I'm very disappointed. You have disappointed me.
When I was attending the Wharton School of Business.
I was running businesses at your age, young lady.
Hold on.
My breasts are better than yours.
It's a good question, Ivanka.
Yeah,
well,
like
I think
10.
Every parent has their own style, and I think the most effective, and both my parents learned it to a T, was that general level of disappointment. Like you disappointed me. It's much worse. It's worse than the reprimands. You know, as a 12-year-old, you can handle being yelled at.
I remember when I was 11, and my dad said to me when I was 11, he looked at me and he said, listen, you fat lesbian degenerate. And I said, wow, you're right, Dad. I'm really sorry I did that. He's an amazing man.
Ivanka, have you ever brought home a guy, and you know, you said, Dad, you know, I like him. And has your dad just said,
guys,
yeah,
can
cool
we just talk
what?
About the fact that I'm totally shocked that I'm up here and we're not talking about finance? We're not talking about real estate?
Well, we're talking about finance, because if you bring a dude home, that's finance.
Well, the word is that she has a dude, and his name is Topher Grace.
Oh, really?
Wow, he's an excellent
I'm totally
actor.
Floored by the fact that that was mentioned.
Topher Grace is an excellent actor.
I'm sorry, he's a tacky. He's a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. He's a little skinny for you.
I got
blushing. She's blushing.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm saying that you can kick his ass.
Ivanka, I got to tell you, if I was with you, I would treat you like a queen. I would make you breakfast every morning and then see you right off to work. And
that's
then it's TiVo time.
I wouldn't. I'm going to tell you right now, Ivanka, if you were my chick, I'd treat you like dirt. Oh. Because you're used to guys treating you like a queen. I'd say, go get me my paper.
Ivanka, so you'd stand out from the pack then. It's an interesting strategy. We'll see how it goes.
Help me out with this, because a lot of guys think that women want the bad guy. We want a nice guy. Isn't that true?
Not always.
Teresa, let's go outside.
I wish it was true. I think we should want the nice guy. Intellectually, we want the nice guy. But based on experience, I haven't found that always to be the case.
But do you have to worry about the guy you bring home to Papa Trump?
What daughter doesn't, ultimately?
Well,
anybody that's not Trump's daughter.
Once you get over the conception of who my father is and all the things you sort of know about him, I think that he is
a typical father. So he'll ask the typical father questions. That said, I'm not going to put anyone through that ringer unless I'm sure they're around for the long run.
But
I'm not bringing men home on the second date to introduce them to my father.
Yeah, tell me if this exchange has ever taken place right at the door before Papa Trump picks it, opens it up, and meets the new man. Tell him you went to Wharton. Tell him you went to Wharton. Tell him you went to Wharton. But I graduated from UCLA. Tell me you went to Wharton.
Ivanka, you're fired. I could build a band that's better than this person you bought me. I could build a bigger, better man.
You know, Maverick, the deaf rat guy, seems to have a question.
Well, he's not listening, for one.
I was going to ask what sorority you were in first, but I have a funny remark.
Okay.
Well, you probably should announce that first.
It'll be like, if you're going with a guy, you could be like, you're dumped, or you're blue-balled.
I'm going to have to try that. Just end the day, make a clean break.
Like, yes.
Tonight, you're C-blocked.
With the cobra. With the cobra.
Well, let me get this train back on the tracks, because I want to give some love to The Apprentice and Ivanka Trump, who stepped in. Who filled some pretty big bitchy shoes with Carolyn?
She was
I wasn't a huge fan of like as a person, but I thought she did a great job on the show. And then, as soon as I found out the boss's daughter was coming in, I folded my arms and lifted one eyebrow and said, "Well, let's see about this." I think you do a fantastic job on the show.
Absolutely, hear, hear.
Well, at the end of the day, it was important for me, and I'd been asked to be on the show for a long time, but I wanted to make sure that I'd worked at the company, that I understood the environment there on a daily basis, that I understood what type of person would fit within the fabric of that company. Obviously, I understand the type of personality that would appeal to my father. They're all smart.
How do you break up with guys? Are you like, Ivanka, how do you break up with guys? I'm sorry you don't fit into the fabric of my life.
No, that's the way Martha Stewart breaks up.
She's got claws now.
I like about her that she backs her father's feuds.
The
I
way
like that,
that Martha Stewart breaks up is with getting paroled. That's how long she breaks up with her girlfriend.
Ivanka and I were talking before the mics got hot, as we oftentimes will do on a Thursday night, Friday morning, if you're listening in your car. And Ivanka was saying, you know, I was giving her a little crap saying, you know, this nepotism thing when you're Donald Trump's daughter, nobody takes you seriously. And she brought up a very interesting point, which I'd like her to repeat.
Basically, when we were talking a little bit earlier, I always chuckle when people apply. Nepotism always has a negative connotation, and it's typically only used when you're talking about the children of very wealthy or powerful people.
Right.
Nepotism is very rarely applied, you know, to a third-generation construction family.
What? Wow.
Or the son of a baker.
Wow.
And then it's, you know, it's great. It's endearing. It's the American dream.
It's passing down.
The third-generation black man.
Traits and what they've learned.
If your dad made furniture and his father made furniture, it's quaint and beautiful. But if your dad's a CEO of a bank, then you're a spoiled kid.
It taints it somehow when it's involved with big business. But ultimately, I'm doing that, and I'm learning from the best, just like anyone else.
Maverick.
Hold on. Deaf rat guy, yes.
It's like Poochie.
No, not like Poochie at all.
He's on radio, right?
He's awesome.
But
I was going to give you a drum roll on that one, too.
Ivanka,
you really set us up for something great, Deaf Rat Guy, and that's what you're
delivering. I can't because I can't see what you're saying.
All right.
Ivanka, hold on. Ivanka, you're so mature. You're almost postmenopausal. You cannot possibly date 23-year-old guys. You're too...
She dates Topher Grace. What do I have to tell you guys?
He's 37 and he wears a hairpiece. I know him.
I don't believe
and
that.
And he's an octoroon. I know this man.
Ivanka.
Watch out, Ivanka.
That's offensive.
How old are you, Ivanka? He's black. He can say whatever he wants.
See, look at the lip I'm getting from that end of the table.
I know.
There are four people that separate
him. That's right. That's right. Let me say something about David Alan Greer or Dag.
Come down there, David.
Yes, he's all talk because he's 8 feet away, but as soon as he gets close... He shrivels like
a
tampon in the
scrappy.
Sun.
You know what? Bring it on, Ivanka.
I would love you to put one of those pumps right up
there. I'll go get peanuts. You'll right. be there by the way.
Stilettos are multi-purpose.
I did her father. Can I ask you a business question?
Absolutely.
Dubai. How good is that these days?
It's amazing.
They're building these places that look like countries and planets and palm trees. They're little tiny islands with their own home on.
Our project, and that's actually the company who's doing that, is Nikhil.
and we are building the flagship tower on the Palm Jumeirah Island,
Palm
which is the largest land reclamation.
So you say Dubai is not only safe, but a very sound business investment?
Absolutely.
I hope, Ivanka, you take this in the spirit with you.
I'll be there in a week and a half, actually, for our ground break.
I want to go so bad.
Come with me. We'll be fine.
Oh, that'll be a party.
Okay.
I hope you take this.
You're a married man, not in a hot and sexy way.
How old are you, Ivanka?
I'm 25.
25, yes. You need to date a more seasoned man, say someone around 42. But I will say that.
Older, Ivanka, you need to date a seasoned man a little darker, taller, lovelier.
I want you to be.
Hey, now, bam.
I want you to be honest, David, and Def Frat Guy, and Danny. I feel like I would be very excited to be in an intimate situation with you, but I might not be able to achieve an erection in front of you. I feel I would be that intimidated.
Well,
I'm just
now
being
that you've
honest.
Broken the ice, my father's here. You can just meet him. We can get him out of the way.
You were wondering
what it's like to meet a father.
Shall I ask him for your hand?
There you go.
Speaking of your hand.
Yeah, you can ask him for your hand. He'll cut it off.
Take a knee, Adam. Take a knee.
Oh, my goodness. Honey, if you're listening, I'm not coming home.
Yeah. If you'll take me to Dubai and it'll make you feel better, I will have my penis surgically removed.
And I'll have it sewn on my back. Ivanka and I are going to Dubai. Sweetie, if you're listening, we're going to Dubai. You raise the kids as if they were your own. We'll be on some patch of land shaped as a palm tree, starting a new family. Please get your father on the phone. Donald, gas up the jet. We're going to Dubai. This is going to be a party. Ivanka Trump, The Apprentice, sixth season, Sunday night, 9 o'clock. A great show. I never miss it. And you are fantastic on
it. Thank you,
Adam. Ivanka Trump, everybody. Donald Trump Jr., the Trumps. Keep coming. We'll probably have Barron on before the show is over.
Well, Mr. Trump, I can see him right now, and he is not amused, dude.
All right. Well, go apologize
him
on my behalf.
He's coming toward you, bro.
He actually does look angry. I'm looking at him right now.
Okay,
Ivanka.
Wait a minute. I'm reading his lips. He's saying, I want to buy that girl in front of me. How much does she cost?
He already owns her.
Ivanka, I'm in love. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back from the Playboy Mansion with Donald Trump Jr. after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Playboy Mansion. Thanks to The Apprentice Los Angeles, Miller Lite, and Maker's Mark. Still coming up, Hugh Hefner's Girls Next Door, Jimmy Kimmel, and Donald Trump Jr. Now back to Teresa Strasser, Danny Bonaducci, and The Adam. Adam Carolla on The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, thank you. We're at the Playboy Mansion, and surprise, surprise, there's another Trump to my left. Donald Trump Jr., good to meet you.
Good to meet you, Adam. From the history of anything, isn't it a Trump?
That's a good point.
It's a good point.
The Trumps have trumped themselves.
That's a Trump thing. I don't know how I got it, though. Everyone's telling me I'm tan. I've been here for a couple days and it's been freezing. So.
Yeah, you got a great tan.
And I don't fake bake.
Here is a shocking piece of trivia. Donald Trump Jr. attended the Wharton School of Business.
Stop it.
I can't believe
it.
Are
you kidding me?
It's a big surprise, right?
You will fire it, Adam.
And you'll never hear me say that, too. I don't use that to justify any position I take.
Pops, so proud.
Peanut attended the Wharton School.
Uh-oh. Really? Peanut?
Well, she was a
Peanut. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump Jr. What do you like being called, by the way?
Don is good.
Don, Peanut is a heavy-set woman of color that answers the phones over at the radio station. Right. We brought her here tonight to handle the phones.
Hi, Mr. Donald Trump Jr.
How you doing, Peanut?
Can I get a hug?
Obviously.
Ooh, look at you. I like your wallet. Ooh, it's nice and big.
Yes, it is.
Peanut, I'm going to need you to answer the phones. That's
okay, but hold on,
Peanut's going to get me in trouble because my pregnant wife is out here in the crowd.
Well,
you
know
it?
What? I'm about to get pregnant right now. Listen, Donald, do you like black women?
Yes.
Lewis, you like me?
Yes, the bigger the better.
Oh, look out. All right, then. Put a cherry in my mouth. I'm dessert. Looky here.
All right, now, Peanut, you have two sets of twins. You have two sets of twins.
Why are you pushing on me?
They're out in the car.
Why you have to say about that?
I don't
We have a thing going here, Adam. You're breaking this up. Peanut and I might.
I don't want to be a P block, but I think it's just inappropriate.
Oh, now, see, now the valet that came in, I got
to
go tip him again. I'm going to be back. Bye, Donald.
Bye, Peanut. I'll catch up with you later.
Yes. Donald Trump Jr., as I call him, Don, we were having a nice laugh over at the KLSX Free FM office today about the difference between your father, Father Donald Trump, and my father, Mr. Carolla, who I'm currently leasing a car to right now, and who hits me up every year for $1,800 so we can fly back to Philadelphia to see his brother Ralph.
$2,000 a month for
months. Yeah, it's a little different. Really? Well, your dad's horrible, but at least...
No, my dad's dead.
At least he had the dignity to die.
Yeah, thanks.
My dad is still kicking.
Oh, the bastard.
And we thought we'd do, with the help of the great David Alan Greer, a little trivia competition. Now, what we have here is we have a list of trivia questions. We have Donald Trump versus Jim Carolla, my father. I'm going to go ahead and just read it off, and you chime in. You say which father you think it is. It's Name That Dad.
All right, I'm very professional right now. Let's get this part of your cracking.
All right.
It's time to play.
I know the answer to that.
Whose dad is it?
Whose dad is it anyway?
The game where you decide. Is it Donald Trump or Jim Carolla?
First question.
All right, here we go.
Listen carefully. Which father currently owns over 18...
I know it.
Please let me finish the question. Over 18...
I know the answer.
Please let me finish the question.
You think this is so much funnier than I do.
Over 18...
I know the answer.
I'm going to power through, Dick. Over 18 million square feet of print records in 1973 from the North Hollywood Library.
Wow, that's harder than it thinks. Looks. I'm going to say Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is... Well, we got to figure out how to word this one. Yeah. That's a very good point.
Which one?
Well, no, you can't
A Trump or A
Did
Jim
Trump
Carolla?
Own all the real estate?
Wait a minute,
in
you
New
said
York.
A Trump.
Did the
A? I'm going to say Donald
very
Trump.
Well so far.
Donald Trump. This is killing.
Hey, remember the phone killing. Bit where I tried to get that message back on
yes,
my
yes,
phone?
Yes, this is
where
it's
not like that.
Well, it was funny because
only that was
stop talking.
Donald,
you guys didn't rehearse this
Don
one.
Trump,
all, did you?
No. Yes, wow, Donald Trump Jr. said to me right before the mics heat up, "Do you guys rehearse? Do you work things out in advance?"
So
I said, "That's for amateurs." And it shows, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? Sometimes, every now and again, it sucks. But when it's genius and you haven't rehearsed it and written it down and practiced it, it's the best.
Well, we're going down Suck Highway, but we're going to keep barreling down that road.
Next question.
Dag, which father used high-interest junk bonds to finance a $1 billion casino?
What are my choices?
Donald Trump or Jim Carolla?
Jim Carolla.
Ooh, now maybe this will help you. And which father once had a Christmas tree under 3 foot tall?
Donald Trump.
I'm sorry you got voted.
Wait a minute, come on, that is racist.
Hold on, didn't Jim Carolla take a branch off a tree and make it a Christmas tree?
No, that was my mother who cut a branch off of the dying pine tree in her front yard and leaned it against Charlie Brown made fun of us.
Just this Christmas, I had a tree under 3 feet, and I still couldn't reach the top to put the star on.
Adam, my bad. I want to retract that last answer. I thought you were saying Jim Caviezel, but I said Jesus.
I wonder if I should even go on.
Let's go on.
One more. Which father makes $1.5 million per speaking engagement at the Learning Annex?
I performed there, and I got $1,000.
And which... Well, that makes him 150 times better than you?
Yes.
Or more?
A little more than 150,000
times better than you?
Better at math, that's for sure.
And which father once received a shrimp deveiner at a Christmas potluck grab?
I'm going to say, now this is probably the last answer.
Let's hope.
A lot of pressure. Donald Trump Jr. is here. Adam Krakloli is here. I'm going to say, we have Donald Trump.
Nice.
Or we have Irv.
$1.5 million.
Jim Caviezel.
At the Learning Annex.
I'm going to go. Okay, I have my answer, Adam. For the win, Center Square, Jim Caviezel.
All right.
Okay.
Dag, have another beer.
Donald.
Sorry.
If I may. Now, normally.
Donald Trump, you're awesome. Donald Trump Jr., your sister's a fox. I love you, man.
Wait a second. There's some tension between
Quiet
Danny
down. Danny
and
is
Dad.
Trying to conduct an interview.
I'd like to see this fight. Maybe we could promote this.
I'd enjoy it as well. You have it
at one of the casinos.
Have it at the Trump
Casino. Could be good.
Hold on. Since our guest here is Don, may we please congratulate him? You just said you had a pregnant wife in the audience.
Congratulations.
I do. Do you believe the hell I'm going through? I'm at the Playboy Mansion with a pregnant wife.
Yes.
It doesn't get worse than that, does it?
That's like beautiful.
Tough.
Now, I love my wife.
She's got a red dress on, and she's beautiful.
But that
the
is
water
rough.
Just broke, my man.
And I'm going to pay for these statements later on tonight. I'm going to pay.
I must say, I would wait it out. How far along is she?
5 months.
I would have a natural water birth in the grotto.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if I want
to
do that.
It's a natural way to do it. 4 short months from now, you'll have a young child running free like a feral child in the woods, being taught by the monkeys, playing with the peacocks and the other exotic birds. I mean,
to actually have your kid born at the Playboy Mansion,
well, you could do worse.
I think it would work better if it's a boy, because that's a great story. If it's a girl, I don't know if I want her birthed in the grotto.
Right. Adam, I got to side with Donald Trump Jr. on this one. That is disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Donald Trump Jr. Yeah. Jr.
I don't know what's in those grottos.
Donald, your pregnant wife is chatting up Melania, your stepmother. What is the age gap between those two?
Much closer than most would ever guesstimate. Probably about 5 years, 6 years.
Which one's older?
My wife. No, I'm just kidding.
I gotta be honest. I don't know how old you were when the Donald brought Melania back to the apartment, but if I was anywhere in my teens and I saw that come walking into the front door,
just freak out.
I would have freaked out.
She's unbelievable.
I've gotten used to that.
You have
your hands in both front pockets, and I got to go and run to the room.
You would have physically heard the doyoying sound come from my garage.
Are you still in touch with your former stepmother, Marla Maples?
Yeah, every once in a while. She lives out here, so I saw her a couple days ago when we were out here.
I have.
How long was your dad married to Marla?
That's a good question. Probably about.
He doesn't sweat the details.
Oh, yeah. Details, come on. I only do details for business.
Now, if you have a son, will you go Donald the Third? And is that what you're about to ask, Danny?
No, but that's a good question, at least.
Good question. You know, I think it's definitely in there. We haven't made any decisions yet. I don't know what it's going to be, which is driving me crazy. I'm an
guy.
I want to know.
Well,
as you may know, I went to the Wharton School of Finance.
I like information. Where?
Dad could go find out right now.
Hey, Donald, can I suggest?
Yes, Peanut.
Sebastiation.
That's a nice name, Donald.
Sebastiation.
I like
Sebastiation,
that.
Dollar.
Dollar.
Corinthian.
Yes, it's classy.
Trump.
All right, that's enough.
That will be in the top 10.
Danny had a question.
I wanted to point something out that our producer puts these packages together, questions and information. I almost never use them. I get the information.
That's usually the best way to do it.
But you should ask your own questions. But these are all so good. Somebody worked so hard on it.
Mike Lynch.
Question number one. Did you always plan to follow in your father's footsteps, meaning become a billionaire and bone hot chicks?
I think the answer to that is an obvious yes.
Yeah, good, right.
No, he wanted to go to work in a coal mine.
Number two, did you ever have sex with Miss USA?
Which one?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, baby.
Wait a second.
Only two more.
Tara Connor, you did not hit that.
No, I did not. I've been happily married for a year and a half.
No, I didn't either, but I'm her dealer.
I'm in so much trouble later.
It was on.
I can't help myself on stage.
Problem is, by the way, he's been married for 3 years now. So only a year and a half has been happy. Sorry.
Are you attracted to your stepmother?
I think she's a very lovely lady.
Watch her. I will gouge your eyes out with this pen.
The last one is, have you ever thought about killing your dad for his money?
Well, you know,
that's a yes.
I got one question, Donald Jr. When you and your pops are in the shower, who's got the bigger package? You know what I'm saying? Oh. Did you ever whip yours out and say, I may be doing it?
You know what? I will get fired for this, but I'm never going to say that I don't.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll get fired for that. But by the way, they're both pretty substantial, I think.
Do you think him and his dad take a shower?
Absolutely.
Corolla.
You're fired.
You don't take a shower with
you know what I do?
Mr. Corolla?
No. I just wrap it up with money till it was
you'll
as thick as I wanted
you'll
it.
Fire.
I would. And then bacon, and then another layer of money.
That would be great. I think the only thing better than that, Adam, and I want to do this for next season of The Apprentice, is I want to bring the Man Show boy into the boardroom.
Oh,
Eric, yes.
Hold on, where's Eric
can we,
now?
Can we arrange
he's,
that?
He's 19, he's 500 pounds, he's dying of diabetes.
Oh, no.
In a board and care home in Cerritos. But we'll wheel him out. I have no idea.
Hey, Adam, what about this? How about Celebrity Apprentice Donald Trump Jr.? I'm going to throw this in your lap. I'm going to walk away from it because it's hot.
This is
hot and percolating. Donald Trump Jr.
Jack.
Producing a Celebrity Apprentice. These are people who have made it, but still are hungry.
Eric Estrada.
That Adam Carolla would do very well at Celebrity Apprentice.
He wouldn't do well as me.
Oh, please. I'd kick your black ass all over.
Oh, you know what? Here it comes.
Please.
Michael Richards.
You heard me.
Let me tell you something.
You
my
heard
people
me.
Have served for many generations.
All right. That's enough
I
out of
will
you.
Have my tray Shut higher
your
than
mic
yours.
Up. Donald Trump Jr., everybody, The Apprentice, sixth season, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock.
Congratulations on your baby to come.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Mazel tov.
They change your life.
Your people wouldn't say.
Not in a great
I'm in real estate, so that works for me.
All right. We need to take ourselves a quick break. We're here at the Playboy Mansion. Who's coming up next? Ah, we're going to play What Can't Adam Complain About live and in the flesh. You come up with your questions, and I will figure out a way to complain about them. Next, from the Playboy Mansion, it's the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice LA Party, live at the Playboy Mansion. Right now, a special round of What Can't Adam Complain About?
How do you complain about hot chicks to go to the Playboy Mansion with?
Double-edged sword. Before, I could have technically had sex with any of them and not gotten in any trouble with God or my wife or my kids. Now, I can't because I'm spoken for. If you're starving, would you rather just go stare at a desert or just stare through the window at the Caesar's Palace buffet? That's the kind of torture it is. To me, I'd rather just stare out of the desert, which is my marriage. Thank you.
Think you can stump the man who can complain about anything? Let's find out with Adam Carolla, along with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on The Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the DAG. David Alan Greer, my main man.
Daggeroni, baby.
Is in the hizzy.
For shizzy.
Also, Jimmy Kimmel going to be coming up. Omarosa coming up. We got some Marines coming up. We got Hef's Girls coming up. It never ends. Now, here's the deal. The reason I'm here is really is because I can complain about anything. When I say here, I mean in comedy. Because in comedy, it's really about just complaining, and then people start laughing, and then you scream, I'm not kidding, and then they laugh a little bit harder, and then you start crying, and then you masturbate and go to bed. Dag, am I right? Back me up.
Man, have I been working too hard.
All right. So now, also... That's the fabulous Danny Bonaducci to my left. And out in the audience is Teresa Strasser. Now, Teresa, you have a microphone. You've lined up a couple of stooges, pardon me, guests. And they are going to be throwing out questions, sight unseen to me, and I will be complaining about them. Formerly things you'd think you could never complain about, I will figure out a way to complain about it. And something called, What Can't Adam Complain About?
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Who's first, D?
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm primed, poised.
Okay, what's your name?
Jeff Kessinger.
And Jeff, what can't Adam complain about?
I don't think he can complain about how you look tonight.
How Teresa looks tonight. Well, I must say this about Teresa. She's a forbidden fruit. I'm slowly falling in love with this beautiful, beautiful anchor to my right, the woman who delivers the news with a silky, smooth tongue every morning. The mind reels at what else she could do with that velvety tongue. But it also breaks my heart to see my best and only black friend, David Alan Greer, who comes in here and talks a good talk, but never ends up walking the walk. And I feel like, historically, the Jews and the brothers may not get along as well as we'd like, but you could build a bridge. That's right, Dag. You could build a bridge to tease V and heal the city one Jew at a time.
Why are you bringing me into this?
Don't make me start complaining about your ass.
I love you, too.
You're going to get S-Space tonight. We're going to Oxnard. Let's go.
It's hard to complain about her unless she's crying, and that's three-quarters of the time. Thank you. Who's next?
Okay, this is BZ. His T-shirt. He's had a T-shirt made that says Mr. Strasser.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
I love that. What can't Adam complain about?
Me.
BZ. Well, listen, you narcissistic F. How dare I even waste my breath on you? Please, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Easy's a little too easy.
I get paid by the syllable.
All right, I'm
yes,
going to say a
but
very...
I'd start with the hair and move to the frames, and that's still on your head.
Then I jump to the toothpick in your mouth, but you're a gangster
right.
from the 20s.
And I bet he's got them ashy elbows, right, Dave?
And that eight ball in your pocket.
He wouldn't even kiss Peanut goodnight, man.
You wouldn't even hit it with Peanut? Uh-uh.
No, thank you.
You sure?
No.
She's a single mom.
This is radio. His face face fell as soon as you...
I don't know if he's a... He's not exactly a cougar, but more of an aging Black Panther. On the prowl. Right? Single and on the prowl?
Peanut is a raccoon. She old and brown with stripes.
And I saw her in the dumpster.
Yeah, hold on. Let me swallow this peanut butter. I thought they call me Peanut because I like peanut butter.
All right, you two hook up after you have a few more
beers. Why are you running away? Don't make
me chase
you.
Come on, BC. Don't be stuck up. You've done worse than Peanut.
I'm going to put my running shoes on. I'm going to tackle you, and it's going to be all
that's
like
okay, long stroke that
she's a beautiful,
ass.
Fat, black, old
take
raccoon.
Take the hairpiece off.
Peanut,
sit down.
Peanut,
relax.
BC just called you fat.
Honey, this is not fat. It's gristle.
And BC, don't make Peanut kick off the flip-flops because you will be
you
in for the beating of a lifetime.
You what? Why
you
running
to lather up with the Vaseline?
Oh, why you got to bring the Vaseline in? Put your hand down.
Let's make it happen.
Put your
don't challenge me. Oh, you don't want none of that. You don't want Peanut. No.
Please, thank you.
All right, who's next?
Okay, what is your name, sir?
Anthony.
And Anthony, what do you do?
Work for a mortgage company.
Okay.
I knew it. Whenever I see a huge gold chain and cornrows on a brother with that little mustache, I think finance.
Mortgage company.
He is working the Allen Iverson look.
That's right. When I see a gold tooth and cornrows, I think mortgage.
You say, let me get a house loan from this brother.
You know I was going to talk closing costs and equity after the show with your brother.
I think he drives a black Escalade with the windows tinted out, slams on his brake, opens the door and yells, where are you from?
When I see the Sean John jumpsuit, I think mortgage and finance.
I think businessman.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How could you complain about the newest member of your team, Danny Bonaducci?
Well, that's tough. And I could have probably mustered something before the Blimpy story. But I'll tell you, after that Blimpy story, when I picture Danny, foot-long sub in his left hand, Marlboro Light in his right hand, old lady painter respects somewhere around the middle, sitting on the toilet, constipated from doing too many roids, but still working hard, veins bulging in his neck.
Codeine. So constipated.
He's got a codeine lock going down there and pushing like a guy trying to push a van up a hill. When I saw him doing that, I gained a new respect for the man. The man I used to know is Danny Parker.
You know what? I've got to say this. I do not let this man go down undefeated. He could have done it if he wanted to. I'm the newest member. He didn't want to hurt my feelings. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Danny, the truth is we love you.
And I love you, too.
Do we have one more before we go to break?
Yes. In fact, we have two, but should we go to the girl or the
Let's do a female.
No, girl, yes. She pointed at me when I said that codeine makes you constipated, so you know.
Uh-oh. Now, what's your name?
Jenny.
And Jenny, what do you do?
I'm in a band, actually.
What do you play in the band?
I sing in the band.
What's it called?
Little White Lie.
Mm-hmm. And you guys cover songs or you do original music?
No, it's our stuff.
It's your stuff. You want to belt out a quick ditty?
Oh, my God.
Come on, you can do it.
Do it.
Do the Blimpy song.
Take it all away, cause when I'm away from you.
Wow, we have a new American Idol, everybody.
You can really blow, honey.
That was nice.
Adam, are you sending her through to Hollywood?
I'm pushing her right through to Hollywood. Oh, Dag does a little singing.
I
maybe
just woke
up. But he was in Dreamgirls.
Let me tell you something, honey. I'm going to give you some advice.
Uh-oh.
You break that crack pipe and get yourself some cover tunes like Mariah Carey Whitney Houston.
Dag, she's young.
Mariah?
She's got a band. Huh? She's doing
it
right. She's not smoking crack.
Hold your horses. Can you see the Star Spangled Banner?
Dag, I feel like you need to be cut off. I feel like you've been overserved at this point.
Can I get a scotch and vodka, please?
All right, that's enough. Please.
Get your hands off me.
Please, Dag. You've been overserved. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
What can't Adam complain about?
Adam can't complain about The Apprentice.
Mm.
Wow. It wouldn't be prudent, that's for sure.
It probably wouldn't be prudent. I hope that Donald takes this in the spirit in which it's intended.
Of course he will.
I've got to say, first off, I get angry at my childhood, angry at my past. When I see these young people, these up-and-comers, these hungry, educated, intelligent, attractive adults, doing battle on the field of honor. I think that could have been a 25-year-old Adam Carolla instead of the 25-year-old Adam Carolla that was digging ditches or driving to Edwards Air Force Base to clean carpets with Everlast, who end up shooting a guy at a gay bar and is still in the joint as we speak. I think I squandered my youth doing manual labor when I could have been sitting at the boardroom saying, I agree with you, Mr. Trump. And, oh, thank you, Mr. Trump. And, yes, I have lost a couple of pounds. Thank you for noticing, Mr. Trump.
Shout out to Everlast. Get home. We miss you, brother.
Well, thank you. And speaking,
little white lies.
Speaking of the boardroom, Omarosa. The controversial Omarosa. You remember her from Apprentice season one?
Two or one?
She called me the N-word
early on. Hold on. She did what?
She called me the N-word on the last break.
Really?
What?
She looked right at me.
All right.
She said you were neato.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Omarosa next. We're at the Playboy Mansion. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice LA Party, live from the Playboy Mansion. And now, from the first Apprentice, and most recently, the Surreal Life.
Oh, Jana, shut the f*** up. I'm a supermodel. I'm so nasty and mean to people. It makes me feel important. I'm a supermodel. Look at me. Everybody in the house hates me.
Congratulations.
Well, I didn't get fired from Trump.
You know what? If I didn't get fired from Trump, I wouldn't have the pleasure of meeting you.
Here you go. Another reality show winner.
Omarosa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Omarosa, great to meet you. I don't produce a show, baby. I just talk, drink a beer, give Danny a happy ending and leave. You speak to Janice Dickinson much? You guys still friendly?
I don't really speak the language of crackheads.
Really? Really? Yeah. Wow.
That's so Omarosa, funny. I think you had a crush on Janice Dickinson. Did you guys make out?
No, I was really not into Janice.
Can I tell you in all sincerity, Janice is a very good friend of mine, but you have to be ready. You have to gear up to have that person in your
she's
house.
She's great when she's sober. The problem is she's never
crazier than ever. Like you think of me. She's so crazy, and like you're afraid the neighbors or the cops are going to come every time she's at your
house.
And
she was my roommate.
This is like a hobo telling you smell.
Right.
When Bonaducci calls you crazy, it's like a hobo pulling you aside and saying, "Listen."
You remember when I told you Van Halen called me and said, "Keep
just
it down."
Ate some dog poop, but right. Really bad.
Omarosa, you have a master's degree from Harvard University, which I think a lot of people...
Howard,
which I think a lot of people don't know about you. I think they know the bad side of Omarosa. They know the troubled side, the side that's eager for the fray. But what about the sweet, soft, and sensitive side? Or is there that side?
Well, definitely there's that side, but the viewers have no interest whatsoever in the kinder, gentler Omarosa. They want to see me getting in somebody's face, cussing them out. And, you know,
yeah,
Omarosa down here, David Alan Greer, is kindler, is that a word?
Did I say that?
Kindler? Is kindler
you know what, David, I made it up.
Wow. She went to Howard, please.
But now, you know,
we shoot Surreal Life right next to Damon's house, if anybody
David,
wants to know.
David, yes, it's true. They shot, that was next
Wait
door
a
to
second.
My house.
The Glenn Campbell house up
right
there?
Next to your crib.
Yeah. I think Omarosa thinks you're Damon Wayans. Do you remember?
She's having some linguistic problems. I understand her as a black sister girl.
Yeah, I'm speaking in
Not since Oprah's Legend Ball. We haven't spoken since then.
Omarosa, you weren't invited to the Legends Ball, were you?
You know, I think I was booked on that day.
Wow. Yes.
Isn't that what they all say?
An oversight.
I was on to something really kind of good, as always.
Thanks, man.
There are so many really amazing, a master's degree. That's pretty damn amazing right there. Something certainly I didn't accomplish in my life, and I wish I could have. How much of the, and just, if you don't like the words, think of other words, because I don't mean them in a mean way.
Okay.
How much of the crazy, mean, maybe dangerous Omarosa was real, and how many did you go, here's where the money is, day one, take off?
Well, as soon as I started my first argument, there were 5 camera crews on me.
Right.
So I'm thinking, the key is to get the most camera time. So once I figured the formula out, I just went with it.
That's totally what happened on my show. I punched a cameraman, and all of a sudden I was a star.
It's true.
Right.
Let's get to the end.
Hold on. He was from The Price is Right. That's why
Hold on,
it got a lot of the attention. It wasn't from Danny's show.
That's a good point.
think that...
It's yes or no. It's yes or no.
No, it's not.
Yes
you don't dictate to me, baby.
Yes
I will
or
take
no.
your
did
job.
She?
Who
I
did
will
she?
Take your job.
Well, you'd need talent for this job, so that's
baby,
why you won't be taking it. But
what
you know
I
what?
Have, baby.
You know what? I'll get peanut on you right now.
We
will go toe-to-toe, but your feet are bigger than mine. But the point is this, Omarosa.
Black on black crime is happening right now.
Stop it.
Adam's show.
Omarosa, just tell me, did she really say that?
The brother would have to try to bring me down.
No, I'm not trying to bring you down.
You.
I'm not trying to. I'm just
so
asking
disappointed
you.
In you.
All right,
not,
please,
did,
please.
Did she call you the N-word, yes or no?
You know what? I'm going to call you a name.
No, I'm just
they
asking. You said it on TV that she said that.
It's better to be a has-been than it never was, so I guess you're a has-been.
And you're a never was.
I appreciate
there
it.
There it
but
is.
If I may.
The only thing, listen.
Hold on, David.
Did she call you the N-word?
Her best fight.
Did she call you the N-word? You said it on
it's
national
black
TV.
Black history. Baby, that's black history. Where you been? I addressed this on Oprah, and you're no Oprah. Trust me.
You aren't either, honey.
Nice.
Yeah,
who are you talking about, Janice Dickinson?
I mean, I'm so disappointed in the brother. I come
why? Why can't I ask that question?
All right, please.
You know,
please.
So
does your husband ever win an argument?
Get the hose out.
I got rid of him just like I'm going to get rid of you, baby.
But I'm not in your life, so you don't have to get rid of me. But go ahead on. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say these words that you heard on The Apprentice. You're fired.
It's the rap.
You're fired, Omarosa.
All right. Let me be the mayonnaise between these two pieces of pumpernickel bread for just 1 second.
For God's sake.
Listen, let's shift gears here for a second.
There's a reason they call it the Corolla Show.
Let me apologize for David Alan Greer. That was nothing short of an attack. Dave, if you have any more. More insulting things, though. Please say them.
One of her boobies is bigger than the other.
Okay, thank you. Now, speaking of boobies, Omarosa, I hear you are offered a large sum of money to pose for Playboy magazine. $250,000. Is that true?
I was. There was an offer.
Wait, the audience is booing. Why?
No, because they're not high on crack. She was offered $150 by Players Magazine. Get out of here. $250,000. Get out of here.
You know, there's a hair product for all that gray, baby.
Oh,
I'm real, darling. Look,
it's
real.
A hair club for men, baby. Join it.
I'm real. This is who I am. I'm not hiding.
Just because his head looks like a rock that seagulls rest on doesn't mean...
You turn.
Sorry,
how
brother.
You turn.
Sorry, brother. Look, Omarosa, you kind of girl you are...
You know, at the time I was working in Washington, I continued to have a political career. It was just a decision that I made not to do it. I love Playboy. I love the girls next door. And I love Hef. So.
And you were VP of Al Gore's office? You worked on the Gore campaign?
I worked for Gore. I worked for President Clinton.
She worked
and
for
now...
Clinton. What? You're not did you ever do
it with Clinton?
To
the Bush campaign.
Because I do it with Clinton. I love Clinton. I do it with Clinton. You ever do it with Clinton?
He's awesome.
Oh, look, everyone, look, when you say you've worked with Clinton, I don't care if your Mexican is working the lawn. You've been with Clinton.
You say I worked with Clinton, you're always doing this. Yeah, I did.
It's understood. Well, Omarosa, you're doing the Flavor of Love, the New York Flavor of Love,
yes? Yeah, my episode comes on Monday. You'll see me doing the business thing. We're doing a whole boardroom scene, so it should be fun.
I know you're a big fan.
I don't watch Flavor of Love.
Oh, come on.
It makes me feel bad.
Come on, brother.
It makes me feel bad.
Why?
I really. Because... It just,
because he doesn't have cable.
It's not my cup of tea.
The truth about something, and this hurts my feelings, really. I was just voted by Entertainment Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, one of the 10 biggest whores in television history. And I'm mad because I only came in second.
Who beat you?
Omarosa?
Flavor of Love?
The most infamous reality contestant, the most, the girl they love to hate.
Well, it says... Most hated reality show contestant of all time.
That, look,
how do you feel?
I would like to thank the voters for this award.
But you say that
and your mother.
That
she
was
voted
that was just editing. That's what your argument is,
hey,
right?
Hey, don't blow my cover. I make a lot of money to be
it
a bad
was
girl.
Thinking.
Don't
no.
blow my cover.
It was volitional.
She got in her first fight, and the cameras all stopped what they were doing and pointed at her.
Well, Danny
she
knows.
Said, go.
You have to experience a reality show to know how these things are manufactured and created. But I don't, trust me, I'm not bashing the process. I love it. I've done 47 programs since I left The Apprentice, and I'm going to keep on rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what's next? You want to stay in entertainment? You want to get back into politics?
Going
you want to start a family?
Going back into the political world, I'm going to be working for Barack's campaign, raising money for him.
Does he know that?
Because
he is trying to win.
All right, please, David.
Have you ever voted, bro?
We I voted to take you off the air.
Black people vote.
I vote every election.
But black people vote.
Election.
We fought for the right to vote, and you don't even exercise
You're old enough to remember when we fought.
Please. You know, I feel like The great Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday was just for last week.
Said, I have a dream that Omarosa is as ugly as her name.
And your mama is as ugly as you are.
Don't you talk about my mother. Adam, hold my mic.
Bring it down.
How dare she?
Bring it down here.
How dare she?
Omarosa.
Hold on. Hold on. Is Maya Angelou in the house? She's making her way to the stage.
Does she have a poem about Omarosa?
Children. Children. Children.
This is, David is like, this is careerender.com. That's his website, careerender.com.
No, this is Maya Angelou, please. Maya.
Omarosa, I look at you.
Maya, please.
You can do this,
try to
Maya.
Compose yourself.
I'm speechless.
Pretend this is the end of a great career.
Please,
that's
please,
so
Maya.
Sad. It's so sad.
I can't.
The end of a great career.
Nothing rhymes with Omarosa. But Dookie. That being said,
Maya, perhaps you'd like to heap some praise on me.
Absolutely. Adam?
Yes.
Moving on, Adam. I have enjoyed being on your show. I think you're
you
so awesome.
Thank you. Don't step on Maya.
Take your swallow.
She's heaping praise. Yes.
Go ahead, Maya.
Yes. Yes. Maya Angelou, everybody.
I've been given a note.
Yes, Maya.
I can't say. Omarosa, I offer you a chicken wing. As a gesture of peace. Peace among the blacks people.
Would you take that, Omarosa?
Would you take that as a peace offering?
You're not as cute as Peanut, but please.
Omarosa, if you're like...
I am so genuinely disappointed that you have him on your show. He's really...
I'm here all the time, honey.
He's Cerise's friend, Omarosa.
I'm so excited about being on with you and Danny.
Omarosa!
Oh, thank you.
He's very talented. He was in Dreamgirls on Broadway.
Yeah, come on, Omarosa, like me.
Uh-oh.
Look what's going on over here.
Danny,
this is where
the Tom's shirt has come off. He's changing into a vest.
Why?
By the way, just so the audience knows, if you're concerned, Danny Bonaduce has taken a drug called Anabuse, and if he drinks any alcohol, he will die immediately.
Right.
I won't die, but I guess I could, but I'll be viciously sick and have to go to the hospital.
I don't want you to be concerned, audience.
As a matter of fact, I just had to sample his Pepsi to make sure.
I just asked Adam to say, as long as you say this was really a guy thing, because a lot of times you say you don't know where that guy's lips have been. He knows where my lips have been and did it anyway. He took a sip of my drink to make sure there was no alcohol.
I spit it out immediately because there was no rum in it.
Can I say one other thing? Omarosa has been kind enough to be a guest on our show.
Yes.
And I feel as though she may have had a hard time.
Me too.
I
agree. Not at all.
I want to say that everyone should watch her on The Flavor of Love on
VH1. Yes.
And she's the woman that's not...
Please, David. Please, respect for our guests.
And
sorry, Omarosa.
The E Network is producing an Omarosa special.
And might I also give her a physical compliment? She is a specimen. Solid C cup and then some. And look at the bone structure on this woman.
You touched her skin. I put my arm around her when I saw it.
Oh, my God.
Is that the smoothest skin you ever felt?
It is like dragging your hand on a backgammon board. Look at that beautiful black belt.
Omarosa, you're a very good sport. I'm sure you take this kind of abuse a lot, but you're a good sport about it.
All right, now, Dave, apologize.
I'll be home late, honey. Don't wake up.
And we'll get Omarosa out of here before Jimmy Kimmel shows up, because that's another feud.
Oh, no.
That's feud number 162.
Anyway, Adam,
Omarosa,
nice to meet you, Danny.
You're doing the Lord's work. We'll take a quick break.
Bye.
That was uncomfortable. We'll take a quick break. The great Jimmy Kimmel is up next. We're at the Playboy Mansion. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show Apprentice LA Party, live from the Playboy Mansion, with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser, from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Today he was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the omnipotent Donald Trump.
I've gotten a lot of awards for real estate. I never thought getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's great to get a star, and then the first time you see a homeless person sleeping on it, you might have second thoughts.
That's
great. That might be the smallest piece of real estate that you own.
Jimmy Kimmel. On the Adam Carolla Show.
Back at the Playboy Mansion.
the great Jimmy Kimmel. Thank you, thank you. Hi, everyone. How are you? Is everyone drunk? Or?
Great to see you. Yes, we are.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel, how do you weigh in on the fight that just went down between Omarosa and David
that
Alexander?
It's not a fight.
I'm on David's side.
I love Omarosa.
I'd be on Hitler's side if it was against Omarosa.
Thanks, thanks for the support, Jimmy.
Kind words from Jimmy
what
Kimmel.
What happened? Because I, you know, there's a lot of people yelling. I couldn't hear what was going on.
Well, nothing really. These kids got off on the wrong foot. I don't know what happened.
I'll tell you what happened.
This is what basically happened.
Omarosa came out here and was really polite, respectful, and responsive, and then David was an ass.
Really?
You are full of it.
Is that really what happened?
Yes. Essentially.
There are four other people here. What happened?
Why did you ask them?
It turned into the Crips and the Bloods very quickly.
Well, that happened with
a legitimate question, and she got angry.
I felt like Reginald Denny caught in the crossfire. I really did.
But, Jimmy, no love lost between you and Omarosa, I understand.
Well, when she was on my show, she wasn't actually on my show. She left moments before she was to be introduced.
Was she classy and wonderful like she was this year?
She's a horrible woman, let's be honest.
Thank you.
Well, wait a second.
Was that or was that not a great night for you? Because I heard all about it. I was a disc jockey at Hill City.
Yes.
We talked about it for days.
That bitch ran
off before you took the test. That was big news.
Yeah, but it was... I mean, I don't think that was her intention, is to make it a great night for me. I don't think she did it.
I'm not saying she's a good girl, but I'm saying it.
But she just said that she was a good girl.
Well, listen, he took lemons and he made it into lemonade.
Right.
That's what Kimmel does best, and that's why he gets a big bucks, people.
Thank you.
Now, and when I say big bucks, I mean less than everyone else is on late night TV,
right.
But a relative big bucks. Mere percentages.
No, you're killing the Scottish.
What other folks are getting. But now, Jimmy, yes, she was going to take a lie detector test on your show and backed out at the last moment. But I want to shift gears here.
Exactly. That's why she got angry.
Right.
What was it?
The same question that I asked her.
Which was, did
this woman on The Apprentice really call it the N-word? She didn't. She was lying.
That's why she got angry. I see. And by the way, Dave, I think you can use the N-word in its fullest, yes.
I can, but, you know.
You understand. All right, let me shift gears to another woman that you hate, Rosie.
Yeah, well, woman is a relative term.
I do.
A degenerate. A big, fat degenerate.
We had Donald Trump in here earlier. There's no love lost between these two great warriors.
Well, I don't hate Rosie, I wouldn't say. I mean, I've never met her, but I do think she's a hypocrite. In fact, I think she's a hypocrite.
A hypocrite, I like that.
I've met her 100 times.
You have? 100?
20.
20?
Literally, sure.
Where?
I did her show... And left 6-7 times.
Oh, right, yeah. She did
my radio shows all over the country.
And she was always big into the 70s television and nostalgia, whatever. I mean, because this is before Breaking Bonaducci, right?
No, this is 20... Well, before her show, which I was on several times,
right?
She would be on my show, my radio shows, as a stand-up comic in Chicago, Detroit, wherever, just plugging her event. So I know her fairly well. And she's a nasty, nasty girl.
Didn't you beat the crap out of her once on Fox?
No, that was Greg Brady.
Oh, that's right.
But they look the same. They look exactly the same. But here's the offer I made Trump tonight, and I looked him right in the eye and let him know I was serious. I said, for $1 million cash, and I'm dead serious the way I'm going to use it. I said, for $1 million cash money, I walk onto the set of The View with all those girls there, full studio audience, cameras rolling. And I will knock her out.
Oh my God!
For $1 million.
Trump, really?
Well, Trump, why would you do that?
Trump declined, but then wanted to talk after the show.
Exactly.
I feel like if we passed the hat, we could get together. Well, $22.
I said I would never strike a lady, but I would beat Rosie.
Why?
That would be better than
the moon landing. It would be the greatest. Do you really, Dad?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a nice person.
Oh, no, she isn't a nice person.
Come on. She was nice to me.
Oh, my God.
She's always been nice to me.
Dad, you hate Omarosa.
I never said I hated Omarosa. I just asked her a question that she didn't want to answer.
Well, that is a good point.
I never said I hated her.
Can we talk about something nice? Like Sarah Silverman on Jimmy Kimmel's show tonight. I've always wanted to ask you this, Jimmy.
Yes.
What is it like interviewing Sarah Silverman, since she is, after all, your lady friend?
Your beloved.
Well, you and Adam know. You have sex after the show. It's a little bit weird.
Adam. Buddy, we agreed on Sunday when I was over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. That wasn't out?
It's
good stuff. Let's go to commercial, Brian.
Awkward.
I wonder how it goes, because I have conversations in the kitchen with my wife, and I feel they're awkward. I couldn't imagine doing it in front of millions of viewers.
To be honest, it's a little awkward having Adam on the show and Sarah on the show. It is, because there's no question I could ask that I really don't know the answer to, so it always seems kind of fake.
Plus, there's a sexual history.
I almost wrecked his show one night. Just completely annihilated a bit that was supposed to go all the way through the show. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, yeah.
It was Celebrity in a Box.
Yep.
And you're standing on Hollywood Boulevard, and people get to ask you one question, and you try and make them a voice, and then they guess who you are through the whole show. They keep cutting back to you.
Right.
This lady comes up to me, and she goes, "Have you ever been in a tabloid?" And I went, "I haven't." And she goes, "Danny Bonaducci?"
Yeah, she immediately knew your voice. Yeah.
And the whole bit was done. It's over.
Really? And that's it? You had to pull the box, the jig?
Yeah, it was done.
The jig and Dag. I said jig. Jig was up immediately.
Immediately.
Dag, you shouldn't take that, even from your friend Adam.
No, well, it's clearly you're sleeping with Omarosa. I see this is a plot. This is a wicked, racist plot.
I do with Omarosa, even if I hate her.
Dag, you know I can only have one black friend.
Hello,
as
again.
Mandated by my parents many years ago, and I've chosen you.
I'm making a play for Dag to steal him away as my black friend, and I'll tell you why.
I'm not coming.
Because Dag and I, how dare you say that, Dag.
Uh-oh.
Dag and I are going to buy a pig together.
We are.
Really?
Oh,
like
I did hear him talking about this on your show a few weeks back.
We're buying a hog.
Is it, what's her name's pig? Casey Kasem's daughter's pig?
We're slaughtering this.
Yeah, explain how that goes.
Well, Adam,
try to be less boring than you were on Kimmel.
I can't. We're going to buy a hog. We're going to cut it open.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to eat everything.
We're going to make prosciutto out of it.
There you go.
Right.
And I'm doing a test leg. I got a test leg in my refrigerator that I put a bunch of salt on. And I will let you know in about 90 days if it's working.
Well, now, how does it work? Do you go down and buy a hog, like mail order? Do you do it over the internet?
Oh,
Is it like adopting a Biafran baby? You spend, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can support a hog?
Well, you got to meet with the guy. It's more surreptitious. It's more like drug deal.
Right.
You meet with the farmer. He tells you that he has what you want. It will be slaughtered shortly.
We're going to name it. Let's name it Trichinosis.
I like that.
Tricky. We're going to name it Tricky.
Salmonella.
Angelina.
Tricky.
So you guys are going whole hog or individual hog? You're going,
thank you.
You're going together on a hog?
Now, Therese, I thought that line would come from you. So
No. So occasionally Adam has a gem or two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're going whole hog.
Well,
from the rooter to the tooter, baby.
I wasn't going to talk about it, but me and Danny are buying a cow. So how do you like that, Kimmel?
Holy cow.
That's right.
Well,
don't have a cow.
I don't want to get into a livestock war. I really don't.
Me either. Right. I want to ask you more questions about Sarah.
We're going to have a kid together.
I really want to know these things.
All right, well, go ahead. By the way, Teresa announced off the air, I believe it was yesterday, that Sarah is the prototype for attractive women.
All men I've ever met in the world say that they're in love with Sarah Silverman. Were you a fan of hers before she was your girlfriend?
I really didn't. I wasn't that familiar with her work, to be honest with you.
Yoko Ono?
That's why they're together.
Yoko Ono? You didn't know her work?
Well, no, I knew Yoko Ono's work, but
never
did her.
Well, she claims she didn't know the Beatles.
How dare you compare me to Yoko.
Yoko. No,
my favorite story, though, is Carl Malone's wife thought he was an actual mailman, so she says.
Yes.
That's right. The 9-foot-tall brother with the jewels signing autographs at the mall, you thought actually carried the mail.
And Carl Malone used to drive. He used to drive like a semi-tractor trailer.
He drove the BJ in the Bear rig. He's 9-foot-tall, and he's got a Rolex that's been encrusted with diamonds. You figured he drove a mail route?
So
now that truck is on eBay. Yeah,
now, to be honest with you,
yes.
My ego, and I think I do a good job. I think I do a good job, but I don't think I could hang with Sarah Silverman. I think I would go, no, she's too good. I can't do
She is really funny.
She's
that
a comic,
does stuff.
Comic, which I hate that term, but she's like this legend in the comic world.
Right.
When we do a roast with her, your penis will shrink. It's like you wash your penis in hot water, which, by the way, is a mistake I've been making for years. I've now realized. But the point is,
washing your penis
in hot water. Yes, and don't throw it. No tumble. Clothesline.
We just talked about this yesterday. You don't wash it and bring it home.
Point is you do a roast with Sarah Silverman, and she goes on in front of you, and you don't want to go on. She's
this
that good.
One of the biggest, I won't say the full term, but C blocks I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Ambushing me with girlfriend talk while we're at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, good my point. God. I'm so sorry, Jimmy.
How
I didn't
dare
you know what,
think
Jimmy,
about
it. A lot
I didn't
of you guys.
Think about it. I didn't think about it.
What you guys don't know, you're selling Jimbo short here.
Jimmy's a pimp, okay?
Are you?
He can hold his own.
I'm not a pimp. I'm a hobbyist. I have women that work for me. And I take a certain portion of their pay, 100% of it, and they have sex with people for money. I'm not a pimp.
That's right.
That's how he got Sarah. The first thing he said to her is, I'm sorry, ma'am, what do you do again?
Do you remember, Adam, you told me I was the worst father and the best father in the same day when I invented the smoking helmet?
Yes, Danny told me he invented something called a smoking helmet.
It wasn't really for my kids. It was so I could smoke at work.
So I could smoke in front of his children or with his kids around or work around. And I said, you're simultaneously the best and worst father.
Well, I've done that a couple times.
I think you're going to say that Jimmy is the best and worst boyfriend.
We were at an award show, and I was nominated for Best Reality Show. And my daughter's sitting right next to Green Day. And so now I'm the best dad ever.
Right.
And they said, and now for Best Reality Show, Danny Bonaducci. And they show a huge spike of steroids in my arm. And my daughter, who's never seen this show, flips out on camera, making me now the worst dad.
Oh, that's right.
You
can't let your daughter see your
show. But then Green Day turned around and hugged her and kissed her and made everything okay. Now I'm one ahead. Are you ready for this? I wasn't even on a show. I called Kimmel. I said, please, my daughter loves the Killers. Please, can I get my daughter in to see the Killers? He got my daughter not only see one of the best bands that's out there right now, introduced them, hung out. He had them sit. She sat right next to Kimmel and
we
watched
all did
the band.
Steroids together.
Yeah,
great.
You were a god to my kid, and I really appreciate
magnanimous
it.
Magnanimous Jimmy Kimmel. We need to take ourselves.
I figure she has it pretty rough as it is.
Yeah, she's got to be scared to death most of the time.
I hope that made it up to her.
Well, I felt bad until I realized she had a 7,000-square-foot pad, and then I just rationalized, well, she's probably in some wing where you're not allowed to go.
At any given point, 3,000 feet away from me.
Perfect. All right, we'll take ourselves a break. Danny Bonaducci over there, Jimmy Kimmel over here, and the girls next door. That's right, Kendra, Holly, and Bridget. Who was going to be impregnated? Was that Holly?
I think it was Holly. Hef said it was his soulmate.
According to David Allen Greer, who has vowed to impregnate her first.
Wow. Well, I always bet on black when it comes to impregnating.
I gotta get in the car. I'm going to catch Omarosa.
We'll take a quick break. We're at the Playboy Mansion, back with Kimmel in the Triplets after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Apprentice LA Party, live at the Playboy Mansion, with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
The major rule at the mansion is the 9 o'clock curfew. I believe it's because Hef's had girlfriends in the past who were irresponsible and were running around with people they shouldn't be. If Hef isn't with us, we're expected to be back at the mansion around 9.
And now Hef's girlfriend, and his other girlfriend, and his other girlfriend. The girls next door on the Adam Carolla Show.
Kendra, Bridget, and Holly. Holly, talk to Hef about having a kid.
Yeah, maybe sometime.
Well, he says you would, girls next door, by the way, you go to E! Online and check for viewing times, correct? And also season one out on DVD.
Yes, season one's out on DVD. It's got lots of extras, commentary.
Now, when you say extras...
Well, the censorship. Yeah, the censorship.
It's not extras like in Vegas, Adam.
No, it means areolas is what it means.
Areolas?
Yeah.
Extra means areola?
You always got to come to me for the code.
And a little language.
Oh, really? Well, I won't have the sound up, so there'll be no way I can decide for the language, but I will definitely be on areola patrol.
And I speak three of them, so I don't care what you say. I'll understand it.
Danny Bonaducci over there. Teresa Strasser, where the hell did she go?
She's right here.
She got bumped out.
So is Jimmy Kimmel.
And Jimmy Kimmel, of course, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC, 12:06.
Tonight, Sarah Silverman and musical guest Slayer.
There you go. Holly, so I want to talk more about this family. Are you the senior member of Hugh's Girlfriends?
Yes, I am. I've been here the longest, so...
And you have seniority.
Yeah.
And you have a biological clock that's ticking.
I do.
What do you mean? She's like 22.
Well,
Oh, you're kind. I like that.
The point is she's a woman, and like all women, even though she's a playmate, she's beautiful. You would like to have children one day, right?
Yeah, in a couple years, so I got to start putting on the pressure now.
But Adam, think about it. You're not thinking this all the way through like the real man I know you to be.
Thank you.
She is, in fact, a 10. But how long have you been going out with Hef?
5 years.
5 years. After 5 years, I'd do it with a 7 before I'd do it with a 10 that I'd never done it before. They've been doing it 100 times. I want to do it with a 7 I never did it with before.
Hold on, I got to get a calculator because I don't... Hold on a second.
You're following this.
Jimmy, you, he's working in base 6.
You would rather do it with a 7...
That I'd never had... That I'd never seen naked before.
Barry the 7.
Basically, a 10 that I've done it with 100 times.
He would rather take an Acura around the block and leave the Ferrari in the driveway if the Ferrari was his daily driver.
Right. No, no, no.
After 5 years of never driving anything else, I drive a Pinto.
He wants a little bit of the strange.
What about 2 fours?
That's an 8.
2 fours. No.
What about a gremlin?
In sex, 2 fours is like a 13.
Is it?
Yeah. So, Holly, let's be honest. Let's be candid for a moment here. I got to say, Hef was up on the dais here just a few short hours ago. And he did not dismiss the idea wholesale. I brought it up to him, and he sort of agreed. He said he was very much in love with you.
That's sweet.
And that he would like to have a child with you.
That's sweet. We'll see if it happens, though.
Well, can Hef still have kids? I mean, isn't dust coming out of there?
Are you still having...
When was the last time you had sex with Hugh Hefner?
Two nights ago. Be honest.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. It was great.
All right. I'm not saying he can't have sex. I'm sure he can.
And
but
when he orgasmed, it wasn't like a plume of talcum powder?
Yeah, like...
No.
He blows tiny little smoke rings.
You guys, can we not leave out Kendra and Bridget like Hefner does?
I'm sorry. What about that, Kendra and Bridget? With Holly being the number one girl in Hugh's heart, does that cause any friction between the three of you?
No. I'm cool with it.
We came into the situation knowing that, and we're ready to throw a baby shower.
You did. So you're like the guy who's been backing up Brett Favre for all these years. You understand? He's going...
Aaron Rodgers.
He's going... Oh, really?
Wow.
Sports fan. Your Chargers just lost. How was that for you?
Jesus, I'm in love.
Okay, he's
in love. Trying not to talk about it.
We just lost Corona.
The point is, you know this girl's going to the Hall of Fame. You're not going to get any reps in, or at least a little on the practice field. But when it comes time to siring the kids, you got to go with Holly. Holly, I feel like I could make this happen.
I hope so.
I really do. And
yeah, I want to make it happen with the other chips.
Do you think you could do it? You could do it then through the way God intended a man and a woman to have a child?
We'll see.
Really? Now, you're rolling your eyes. Are you serious about this?
I look the other way.
All right. I just want to know if you're serious about this.
Yes, I am. And how you work your magic on this?
What's the timetable on this? When would you like to become pregnant with Hef's child?
Maybe in a year or two.
He'll be 82 years old.
That's right.
Can't wait to play catch with that kid.
Oh, man. When the kid's bar mitzvahed, Hef will be 95 years of age. I take it you're Jewish. Well, I'm sorry. I did the playmate. I saw the blonde hair.
Yeah, it's the natural. It makes sense. Now, what if he refuses to bear fruit with you in that year and a half's time? What will you... Will you move on? Is there an...
I'll be really sad. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Because you're young, you're beautiful, you're in your prime. You have to start thinking about your future.
Yep.
And you know what I've heard will help you get over that. And this, I believe that me or Corolla can really satisfy you. If this does not work out for any of the three of you, that sex with B-list celebrities will make you feel much better about yourself.
B or C-list celebrities. It's a cleansing experience.
Right. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Wait, that sounds like a reality
And let's
show.
Face it, Hef hasn't been right since the passing of Don Adams. Let's be honest. Sexually, he has not been right.
None of these girls know who Don Adams is.
Oh, we know Don Adams. He used to come up here all the time.
That's a good point. And he's get smart, and he's not been right in the sack since Don passed, has he? Be honest.
I haven't noticed a difference, to tell you the truth.
You know, I
feel like it would be weird to have sex with a man who's already said that another woman is his soulmate. Kendra and Bridget, doesn't that hurt your feelings?
Well, they're his homemates.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'd have sex with her if he was dead in the bed next to us.
Seriously, that must be hurtful.
It's not hurtful, though, because we came into the situation knowing that Holly was the number one girlfriend, that they were the main relationship. And I'm here in this relationship for Holly, too. We're a very good friend.
Holly, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but I would get a food taster. If I were you. I don't trust these bitches. I got to be honest with you. I'm sorry, but I would be poisoning you if I were them.
No,
I would
be trying
to move up to the number one slot.
No, I think they're all having fun. See, they get bigger rooms than me.
An hour ago, we were killing Trump for his inheritance.
That's right.
How many people are we going to kill on tonight's show?
Danny has a booze taster.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I tasted his Coke to make sure there was no rum in it.
I appreciate
How
that.
Was
you
it?
Might get really sick. Thank
it
you.
Tasted like a Coke without rum, so I was highly offended. I have someone to taste my drinks to make sure there's booze in there. It's a different gig, but still sort of the slave to the same master. So, Girls Next Door, E! Online, third season. Now, when's that start airing? In spring?
It starts in March. We're actually taping it right now.
Mm-hmm. And, again, much nudity in the box set, pardon the pun?
There always is. And tons of unshown scenes and all kinds
But there
of
isn't in the show that you show on TV, right?
Right.
You know, the reason I ask is because, and this is going to sound bad, I know it. I told my 12-year-old I was going to the Playboy Mansion to do a broadcast, and she said, is that where they do that show, The Girls Next Door? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh, I want to go so bad. That's a great... Uh-huh. So, I mean, you must not do anything too terrible. My daughter's fairly shy.
No, it's pretty... Yeah, but they give each other presents and stuff.
I mean, she's a hooker.
And they do, like...
By the way, when I was telling my 42-year-old I was going to the Playboy Mansion, and by 42-year-old, I mean my genitalia. When I was saying we were going to the mansion, because my 42-year-old is a lot like my dog. When I start rattling that chain, it gets excited. My penis was running in circles and scratching at the car door when I came out to the driveway
this
morning.
That's a fun visual.
Yes. My penis scratching at the car door?
Yes.
Thank you. Close your eyes. Bridget, Kendra, and Holly, the girls next door.
Very nice young ladies.
I'm impressed that Kendra knows the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Did you notice they did not, to be honest, point this all out, they did not miss one thing. We, Don Adams, a couple of other things that I would have expected at this age to miss, and they got them all.
I guarantee you are the only hot, blonde, 26-year-olds who know who Don Adams is, or I should say was.
You did it with Inspector Gadget.
And again, that's why Hef is not the man he was in the sack before. Agent 99 went to the ground. Bridget, Kendra, Holly, what number was he?
86. 99 was his girlfriend. Oh,
the girls next door, I could give you another number, but we'd probably be bleeped out. We're at the Playboy Mansion. We'll be back in a jiffy with Jimmy Kimmel and Marines from Camp Pendleton. Bye for Teresa's affection. She will be going into the grotto with one of these grubs.
No, one way or the other.
That's right.
On a date.
You'll be more than ground pounders when Teresa's done with him.
Hey, if they're defending our country and she won't do it, I'll do it.
That's right. Daniel going to the grotto.
I'll polish his bayonet right now.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back from the Playboy Mansion after this. Woo!
Donald Trump. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Adam Carolla does not, you know what.
Suck. All right. Well, back at the Playboy Mansion, last break on what has turned out to be a fantabulous evening. David Alan Greer. Back at the dais. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel here. Danny Bonaducci is out amongst the people. He's a man of the people. Gretchen, if you're listening, he's knee-deep in blondes right now, but don't worry.
One blonde.
He is sober. And we have some Marines.
I know you want to, but I'm doing a show in a minute, baby.
We have some Marines out there because Teresa is single, inexplicably single. She's beautiful. She's smart. Some say too smart. She's a great catch, but yet she doesn't have a man. And we're looking today, and we thought, what better way to give back to this great country for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice? The ultimate sacrifice.
How about Operation Enduring Freedom?
That's right. Teresa Strasser. Now, we have Marines out there. You're four based in Camp Pendleton. You guys have been in country. Yes, let's start at the top with, is that Steve?
Yep.
Steve Corporal?
That's correct.
Corporal Steve Holt. Steve, you've been to Iraq.
Yes, I have.
And you're back now, obviously. Do you have to be redeployed to Iraq anytime soon?
I'm not sure yet. We'll wait and see what happens.
Steve, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, my God.
I've got ID to prove it if you really need it. I
don't
don't need to
young,
get arrested.
I don't care if you're 14. If you've been to Iraq, you should be allowed in the mansion.
That's right.
Goddamn right.
He's been in country and across the DMZ. And by the way, two more good names for TSV, by the way.
As long as, can I just point this out? I know you know what I'm going to say.
Yes.
I'm going to say this super fast to all of you and dead seriously. My little brother's in Iraq for his second tour, and he just got shot again 3 days ago. He's going to be fine, but God bless you for what you're doing for your country.
Blah, 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 Danny. I'm supporting the troops with my vagina.
Please.
Well, no, my brother got shot there, so he now has a vagina.
Brother Schmother, she lets her vagina do their talking.
Thank you.
By the way, mic it up.
I'm
Let these guys know what they're in for. Point is,
make it bark.
Teresa is looking for a man, and there's no more man than a U.S. Marine. So let's start with Steve. Now, a little bit younger.
Yeah, a little.
There's a 7.5 year age gap. He's 21. You're almost 29.
I'm almost 29. I don't want to be a cougar.
All right, what do you want to do? You want to be? Do you want a gentleman that knows etiquette? Do you want a tough guy that can save you? What are you after?
He does look really sweet. I like the look.
He does. And if you don't mind having a May. Big fat liar relationship. I feel like you two might find some love
well,
here.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
To this very handsome Marine serving our country.
Well, he just said I'm very handsome, so that doesn't say everything for itself, I think.
Okay, he's drunk.
He drinks.
He's drunk.
All right.
All right, let's
good.
Move on. I don't need that.
I've been
to
the desert.
Listen, I've got an Al-Anon meeting at midnight. Move on.
Hey, listen, these guys are all drunk, so.
Really?
Teresa, you're awesome.
This man has been sucking liquid out of a camel hump for a couple of years. Give him a break and let him have a drink.
Please, the man is at the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
It may be his last glimpse of freedom before he heads back to the tortured sands of Iraq. Please.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. I want you to be honest. Have you ever cried of joy after having sex?
You know, I'm going to have to go with no on that one.
Have you ever done a victory dance around the body?
But what I will say is my partners have.
Oh, really?
Very nice, very nice.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm uncomfortable.
It means his boyfriend.
It means he's good. Would you like to try another Marine?
Yeah, let's get that tall blonde. Yeah, that hand. He's good.
Tall black.
Can I butt in?
Brother man.
What's your name?
Please.
Tyrone.
Durank.
Sergeant.
Sergeant, all right, we're moving out.
Hi, Sergeant.
He's got dental.
Black guy named Tyrone. You don't see
he
that
said,
every day.
He said, Hut, Teresa.
Tyrone's a good-looking guy, too. You got a good-looking group here to choose from,
okay,
Teresa.
Okay, my brother's platoon of the ugliest bastards. No wonder they keep getting shot.
But look at Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone.
He's a
mild
glass of chocolate milk. Peanut. I believe you got some competition with Peanut on this one.
Hey, how you doing, Tyrone?
Tyrone.
My name is Peanut.
Peanut, we need you to answer the phone.
Can I hold up? Can I ask you one question, Tyrone?
What's that?
Do it you like peanut butter?
I do.
Hey, crunchy or smooth? Ooh, no, I didn't. Did I say
that? Get the phone, Peanut,
right,
please.
Then,
wait, Peanut, before you answer the phone, do you think I should go out with Tyrone?
It sounds like Teresa's made her mind up already, huh?
No, you shouldn't, because Tyrone's bad for you. Oops. No, I didn't.
Peanut Jack Silver pays you
almost
$80 a day to answer the phone.
Hello?
Please.
Who is it? Hello?
Thank you.
Get back to our Sergeant, please.
Sorry.
Serving this country.
Because you're in the military, if you were a weapon, what kind of weapon would you be?
I'd still be a mine. Because without your mind, you can't do anything.
You'd be a mine.
I think he said he'd be a mine, which I find so annoying that they would annoy the enemy to death. I'm in a box. A mine?
No, no, I think
you meant a landmine, right, brother?
You meant a landmine.
Explosives.
His mind.
You don't see him, but when you step on him, he explodes with passion.
Are you explosive?
It depends on what I'm doing.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If he's eating broccoli, he's explosive.
You know what we need to do.
Now, are you open, by the way, excuse me, Danny, for 1 second,
no,
but
problem,
T, are you open to relationships with different races?
Yes, I am.
You are? Do you,
you
have
are.
Trouble with... Do you have honestly, do you have trouble with the Jews?
I asked
Danny.
Him earlier if
she
he
said,
had trouble
like Jews?
With the Jews, and he wanted to know North American spotted or Canadian striped.
She wanted to know if you would screw a Jew. Not out of
That's
money.
Not what I said.
In sex.
It doesn't matter that my belief is you got to taste everything.
I like Tyrone, but there's a tall blonde right behind him that I'd like to talk to.
This tall blonde right here? Thank you, Tyrone. Sergeant.
Blonde?
Name and rank, please.
Corporal Stamp.
Corporal.
I'm going to go with Brent.
All right.
Because there's two names left on this list. There's Jerome and Brent.
That's Brent.
You better
That's
be one
Brent.
Of these Marines, you
Deductive
bastard.
Reasoning.
Thank you.
Brent, he's making this up.
Brent, you're in Iraq?
I've been there twice.
Twice.
Wow.
Vacationing or actually for the war? And Brent, oh yes, they're having difficulty hearing us. I'll speak loudly, Brent. Brent, what do you do in the military?
I'm a mortar forward observer.
And what does that mean?
I tell mortar rounds where to land, pretty much.
I see. So you're essentially a spotter.
Kind of. I go forward with the infantry, and I radio back to the mortar rounds, the mortar gun line, tell those guys where.
Do you do laser coordinates, or do you just do it by eye?
I'm sorry?
Laser coordinates or just by eye?
We do it off of map coordinates.
So in other words, Brent, do you do it off of map coordinates? Do you go ahead and spot where the mortars are supposed to land?
Shush, Dag. Let me cut through. Let me cut through the fog of war here. He is not in the rear with the gear.
Right.
Right.
He's on the front line. He's the tip of the spear.
Give him a handy.
Wait a second.
That'd be a great bumper sticker.
Hold on. And, Brent, I'm an old-fashioned girl, even though there's a lot of sex talk. I would probably wait about a month before I slept with you. Would that be okay?
That's fine. That's what I'm used to.
He'll call you in a month.
Okay. Oh, no.
Can I just say, crap? I mean, that's my American hero friend right here, but I'd wait a month? Crap.
I want to say this. No,
I wouldn't wait all night.
I have, she's spoken to me candidly many times and says that she does not have sex until the three-quarter mark of the first date.
Right.
She's old-fashioned that way.
When she asks what you want for dessert, they do it.
Yes, yeah, somewhere between the brisket and whatever they give you to cleanse your palate before dessert comes, that's when you get to love it.
You know what they give us? A plate of shame.
Oh, sorry, baby doll.
Well, thank you.
Well,
you
now, who's yes, sorry. Go ahead, Brent.
I'm a southern boy, so that's what we're used to.
Oh, I like that.
The South, so.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Old-fashioned. And then last but not least, we have Jerome. Sergeant Jerome.
What's up, brother?
Sergeant Jerome, we're again moving up the food chain.
Well, let's find out what Sergeant Jerome does over there.
Are these the Marines or Morris Day and the Time? What's going on here?
Hold on, David, do you know him?
Jerome that has.
What's up, Jerome?
Yeah, what's up?
It's crack-a-lating, baby.
Crack-a-lacking.
All right, then.
Chill it.
What you going to do with Teresa after the third drink, brother? Let's get to let's
whatever Teresa want to do. You know, if she can't make up mine, I'll do it for her.
I don't know what he said, but I like his attitude.
He said, but baby, I'll tell you what you have to do over there. And, you know, you want to do it like that? Shout out.
Well, let me ask him this. Long occupation, shock and awe, or military fatigue?
Neither.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Well, look, we're at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay. And the Marines that have been in Iraq twice.
I know.
If you don't back off the drunk thing,
Danny,
please.
Just ask Gretchen. I don't need this kind of thing.
You know
in
what?
Life.
In 15 minutes, I'm having sex with conjoined twins in the grotto. Okay?
That's right.
Is that what he calls his testicles?
It's no. It's Jack Silver said. Well,
Jack Silver.
I guess Jack Splitter. Now that's the Jack
well,
I know.
I see a group of ladies right down there
I'm
near
going,
the
can
military.
Up the chicks.
Yes.
And these ladies have got a better look than I do. Maybe some of them.
Excuse me, ladies. Have any of you? We hold that. Have any of you been looking and eyeing these Marines?
What?
All right, listen. Hold on, T.
No.
Do not try to pass off your platoon.
Adam, you need to have sex with these Marines for your country. Period.
Yeah. Adam, I've been really quiet all night.
What?
Not so much.
Death wreck guy. Yeah. Yes.
I've been. Relegated to the back of the bar, so to speak.
Sorry, yes.
So to
go
speak.
Ahead. Yes.
But here's the deal.
Yes.
What planet or country are we living in when these Marines are not getting handies and windies? And I go up and I French kiss chick, and they look at me like I'm nuts.
Wow. You are French kissing somebody?
Back in the day,
with
the French kiss was like shaking hands.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What day was that?
That was pre-AIDS.
But the bottom line.
That was pre-roofies.
Enough about me. These dudes should be. These servicemen should be serviced right now in the grotto.
I agree.
Andy's and Wendy's everywhere.
I agree.
It's not romantic.
I've got a boatload of cheese here. I'm going to
ask. It's the least beautiful women
for your country.
I do want to serve my country, but I feel like I'm having an insecure moment. I feel as though I'm being foisted on these Marines.
You are. You're being.
Yeah.
And they don't really care for me.
Well, wait a second.
Let me stop that.
Wait a second.
Excuse me. Can I put an end to this right now in a row? Can I have all four Marines in a row?
Yes, on top of
yes or no, immediately. Ready? Would you have sex with Teresa right now in the grotto?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir, would you have sex with Teresa right now in the grotto?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir, would you have sex with Teresa right now in the grotto?
Yes. No.
Excuse me, sir, would you have sex with Teresa right now in the grotto?
Hell yeah.
Well, there it is.
So that's not going to give me any
Semper
crap.
Fi. Hoorah.
It's not giving me any crap.
It's love, Teresa.
Being
please.
Hoisted. Thank you, gentlemen, for being real men.
All right, now, Teresa, I feel like you need to make a decision. It's gut check time.
I know. This is tough.
This is my third outfit change, and I'm almost done, so we got to wrap this up.
I know. Will you weigh in, Adam, please?
Wow. I got to say, now, the thing about Teresa that a lot of folks don't know is that her stepfather is a brother. And so there's a soft spot in her heart and next to her hamper for this man. You love this man dearly. He was a mechanic. He was a man of color, and you call him your father, even though he's your stepfather, yes?
Yes, that's true.
So, there's
Teresa,
no...
You're taking this very seriously. I like that.
Yes, there is no racial bigotry here, as the prop would
plus
go.
Plus, one of the black dudes is a sergeant, so you're moving up there,
I know, but the blonde is cute.
Now, forget about the blonde, because Brother Man is going to be in the bedroom going, 10 hot, Teresa!
Wait, who's the highest ranking of the four of you?
And you know what? Can
yeah,
I just say?
It's Tyrone.
Because I know Guy Handsome. I'm not afraid to admit I know Guy Handsome. Best looking, also.
I think
highest ranking, I think best looking as well.
It's tough because they're all attractive men, but
they
I would say Tyrone as well.
Yeah, so good. Thank you.
Jimmy Kimmel?
I'm going with Tyrone also.
Right on, Jimmy Kimmel.
David Alan Greer?
I'm going with the first guy.
Peanut?
No, what was the first guy's name? What's your name, sir?
Now, Def Rat guy, exactly. your friend Moose.
I think Steve's too young for Teresa. I really
do.
Yes.
Too. I don't need that.
Maya Angelou, how say you?
I would go with the warrior, with the biggest sword.
Semper Woody.
Semper Woody.
All right, so we're all going Tyrone.
I think there's a consensus, but I don't want to voice myself upon Tyrone.
Oh, you're not seeing how we put an end to that voicing crap. With that immediately, yeah, I'll do it right.
Tyrone, come up here for a second. Why so much space between Tyrone and
Tyrone? Got
in your hand.
And by the way, Tyrone looks to me about 6'3" or 6'4".
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. And by the way, ladies, hey, you ladies down here, meet the Marines here. They just got back from Iraq. Gentlemen, say hello to the... ladies down there. Yeah.
Let's make friends because you're all
way,
very handsome.
Let me correct you, but a fire hydrant looks 6'3 or 6'4 next to Bonaducci. Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Where were we?
It's 5'2.
Where is he? Tyrone?
He's right behind you, Adam.
Oh my God,
please.
You're right.
He's literally 4 inches
how
from you.
How tall are you, Tyrone?
You're right. He is shorter
even.
Than I thought.
Hey, let's get a microphone for Tyrone. Sorry, Def Rat guy.
Hell yeah.
Tyrone, why don't you step over to the end there where Def Rat Guy formerly
resided.
Why don't
you share a mic with Teresa? I think that would be nice.
Or you have one in your hand. Tyrone, let's hear how you... Now, the weekend is coming up, yes?
Yes,
you're in town for how long?
I'm just down here for the night. I have to go back to work tomorrow morning.
Oh,
you have
no.
To go back to Camp Pendleton? Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to have to act fast.
Yes. How about you bivouac at Camp Strasser tonight? Bivouac.
I think I can make that arrangement.
No.
Really? How long does it take you to pitch a tent?
You wait.
Like, it's easy now. We got pop tents, so we just let it go and it's going to go by itself.
What if David Alan Greer stands there and sings Luther Vandross songs the entire time you're trying to make love?
The time is right.
My heart
you know,
is
he
being
do what he
split
wants.
In two right now.
Take
buddy,
him
man.
In your arms and make love to him.
Am I the only real man left in the world? Okay, yes. You could have William Hung in the grotto, and I'd bone any of these chicks
Tyrone,
right now.
Look in her eyes and tell her how you feel from the bottom of your heart. Say, Teresa. I gotta get them drawers off, baby.
I gotta get them drawers off, baby.
Teresa,
that's why he was nominated. For Tony.
Tony Award.
So anticlimactic.
Well, Tyrone, what kind of date do you think will be going on?
He's
going
to get a Tyrone tonight.
I'm very open-minded. I can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Now, Pendleton is about 3/4 of the way to San Diego from here. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So well within the range of the two of you. You both have automobiles and the wherewithal to see each other. Perhaps you meet somewhere in between, like San Juan Capistrano.
How about someplace more romantic? You know that place where they stop
and they check your car right in their face. So,
right, the picture.
The agricultural expenses.
Yeah. How about that place?
Yeah, you guys meet,
you meet under the picture of the Mexican family running across the freeway.
I love that picture. I've stopped and posed with that twice.
I love that, too, because it's dragging
whole,
the kids.
With my whole family, we...
Yeah. Let me just ask you where you're from originally.
I am from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Ah, another Southern boy.
He's from a tall black man sergeant school. Now have sex with him.
I unfortunately we're out of time here.
Yeah, Teresa, what's it going to be? Are you in or out?
I mean, I will go on a date with Tyrone gladly if
tonight.
Tonight, maybe it's a little late.
No.
You don't have to work tomorrow.
It's never late. I don't appreciate that sound guy, Brian, at all.
All right.
See, she's...
Sergeant, I...
Watch yourself.
All right.
Bring a weapon.
We need to wrap up the show. I'm going to let you two lovebirds work it out off the air.
Sounds good.
Can I just say in closing, though, if she doesn't, Sergeant, and I know you won't do it, just because somebody should be doing it.
That's right. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Yes, we will be going out on that date.
I want to thank Donald Trump for coming in here today. I want to thank Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr. I want to thank Hugh Hefner and the girls next door, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel tonight, by the way, 1206 ABC. Sarah Silverman is on in what musical guest?
Slayer
on tonight.
David, you know who else we have on tonight? You know those two lunatics from American Idol last night, Jonathan and Kenneth?
Oh, yeah, that real fat guy and that crazy kid?
Yeah, we found them, and they're great. Coming on. Yeah.
Nice last-minute booking.
Thank you.
David Alan Greer.
I would like to thank Omarosa.
And Omarosa.
I'm in love.
And special thanks to The Apprentice LA, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on NBC, Miller Lite, and Maker's Mark for making it all happen.
Oh, can I thank quickly Jesus, my Lord and personal Savior?
No. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Kiss your man, Teresa. Kiss him in the lips right